Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Darn right we are.
Oh, no. Get them out of here, Al.
Mike, they're our biggest fans.
No, they're not. They're nobody's fans.
They love the show.
Oh, that makes me sick.
With their crazy haircuts.
Crazy.
They're nutty.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America.
This machine is nutty.
877-365-3636.
Right.
They're ready to believe.
That machine's nutty like the other one was with the Don and Mike Show, the Don and Mike Show, the Don and Mike Show.
It's a kookaloo.
Or maybe it's the fact that my fingers are sweaty.
Sweaty?
Maybe. Let me
this
see.
Is our true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself.
Right.
A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
They may not be your biggest fans, but they are certainly very enthusiastic.
Oh,
fans.
Stop it.
My hands are as dry.
Yes.
As Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Well, because you just had them powdered.
Martha Stewart, who's in a very tight spot right now.
Yeah, I am soon to find out her fate.
Right.
Good afternoon, Mr.
You know, come to think of it, that wasn't the best, because I bet right now that tight space is probably not dry. It's probably damp.
I would think so with all the goings on.
Bad choice. My hands are as dry as
Gladys Kravitz?
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, Gladys Kravitz.
Good job.
But now that you've mentioned her name, look at that. Beads of sweat forming in my palm.
Don't trip on the board. Idiot. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Super Tuesday and all the ships at sea. Noted chubby chasers.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike.
Whoa, man.
Robbie,
Don and Mike Show, new episode on Thursday. 30404.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. There you go.
Ooh. Tighter than in Catholic school.
Bingo.
That's tight. Phone number 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada, call 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. American Idol last night. This is why, I know it's the third year it's on, but they've totally sucked me in, and I think more people are sucked in this year than in previous years.
Right. Of course they are.
Because everything that I said 3 weeks ago is 100% wrong. You should get that on a tape of me saying everything I said was wrong.
Are you saying that the quality is better?
The quality stinks, and I don't think that it was a one-time ploy by them. I simply think the quality of talent that goes to shopping centers in America to audition for American Idol is so bad that those truly are the 32 best that they could find.
I think it's what it is. It's the great, great, unwashed, massive, deluded individual.
People that will go to a Ralph or go to a Safeway and think that they're Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
However, the show...
She bangs.
The show what?
I don't know, whatever that guy said.
She bangs.
She bangs. That guy. Yeah. He's good now compared to the people that...
Well, he's so bad he's good, and that's really more entertaining than anybody that's trying to be pretty good.
You said
this
it.
This show reels me in because the guy that we had described yesterday, the guy with red hair, the guy the very Irish pasty...
Short red hair, yes.
Okay, he was... The number one vote getter.
It's very scary.
The number one vote getter.
Wow.
And
they've moved completely away from any kind of look. You know, they'd always have a few lookers. That used to be a standard.
And there was one guy who was on the loser couch last night. The guy, far right, lower couch, who looked like he had an outfit that Kevin Arnold would wear in the Wonder Years. He had the polo shirt that had the stripes.
The horizontal stripes.
Yeah, a bad look.
I think I know why the winners won last night. Because it's the dumbing of America, Mike's phrase. One of them had red hair, and one had a flower in her hair.
Yeah.
And they're easy to pick out that
easy
way.
Colors.
Big, bright colors.
Right, they react to that.
Yes, that one.
Right.
But I'm sucked into it, and I'm thinking on one hand, can it really be a plot? And then I thought, no, it can't be a plot. But then I thought, that guy Simon, who's the producer of the show.
Simon.
Okay, he's pretty smart.
He's crafty.
Then he sees that redhead guy, who has no appreciable talent except doing a good Dean Martin impression.
Right.
He sees him, but he thinks, you know what? That's the kind of queer, and I don't mean that in the way that you interpret it, you people with dirt. I mean queer like offbeat, right? That's the type of queer guy.
Oh, how about quirky?
Well, queer, because I think he might be queer.
What a very queer thing.
But, you know, there's queer, and then there's queer.
Quirky.
And of course, queer is okay, because everything queer is a... Rob, no, even with zero tolerance, queer is okay. As long as you've got the straight eye on the queer guy.
Yeah, so he wants to have something that's just something.
Yeah.
Because really there's nothing. It's just bland. That's the problem.
So what he says the night before is, he says to this guy, you're awful, you're terrible, there was an awful choice of song, I despise you, you're awful, you have bad breath. However,
I think it would be good for this competition.
And that's what America hears. That's what I heard last night. Right. It was like a challenge. What he's saying is, this guy stinks, but I think he should go. America, how about it? Are you up for a joke?
You know, seriously, though, about American Idol, are those the three greatest jobs in broadcasting?
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, the two greatest jobs in broadcasting are right here.
Are right here.
Yeah, that's right.
Are right here.
The thing, they sit there.
So that would be...
Maybe Simon's got a job to do. Maybe Simon's got hard work.
That's job 4, 5, and 6, the toughest job.
But Randy and Paula... they have nothing to say. It's easy. They get to go to nice exotic places. Come on.
Hey, dog. I'm feeling you, dog.
I thought you were really good. And then Simon, you know, gets the zinger. And Simon's, you know, very creative with his ways to put down.
And I know there's two Simons. There's a Simon, another Simon, who is the actual producer of the show. Simon Fuller is the guy's name. Thanks, Robbie. But
now,
Simon,
does he have jet black hair and wear a tight black t-shirt like both?
I don't know, but Simon Cowell has a big financial interest in this show. And he has a lot of say. And anyway, all I want to say is I'm drinking your Kool-Aid, man. I'm drinking it.
You're sucked in.
I'm enjoying it.
You're part of it. You're part of America. The ratings are great.
And as a matter of fact, I don't know if I'm going to be able to humble myself to do this. I might have to have a bottle of courage. I am actually thinking next week about voting.
No.
About voting.
You're going to vote for somebody that, if you vote, I'll vote.
I'm
going to
vote for the worst possible person next week and urge our listeners.
If you're knocking out a vote, I'm knocking out a vote.
Okay, well, then next week we'll
call me and let me know what your vote is. I'll vote to cancel your vote. Just for fun.
Well, no, see, then we'll never get anywhere if your vote just cancels my vote.
Okay, then I'll just vote and then we'll compare notes.
No, you have to vote for the worst one.
Okay, I'll vote for the worst one.
And I'll vote for the worst one.
Okay, we'll see if we can get them, you know, kick them over the top.
And there's a lot. And maybe we can agree on the worst one. Yeah. Maybe we can watch the stupid show and then agree which is the worst one.
I think that is a wonderful idea.
And the other thing about American Idol last night, I mentioned this to Rob. You know, it's a weird relationship I have with Rob. The show ends. Occasionally there's a phone call on the way home, but most nights there's not.
Mm-hmm.
But then, generally, during your prime time schedule... The phone rings, one way or the other, either him to me or me to him.
Right.
And then it ends up with the two of us on the telephone watching TV together. And last night what we noticed was...
Strange?
What we noticed was...
that's a nonverbal because, you know, that's just... I it's not TV, but the look I would give Don when I hear that is just like...
Okay.
You know, that's just like... You know,
hello!
You kind of take a deep breath and go, okay.
And it's like, I remember at one point last night...
Are you both lying, you know, are you both watching the television from your bedrooms?
Nude.
Lying on your stomachs with your ankles up in the air, swinging back and forth. playing with your hair.
Yes, we're talking to our big princess phones.
There you go. Thanks for getting the image on that one. That's good.
Canopy beds.
Yeah.
We got our Barbies.
Sitting on the quilt. Lying on the quilt.
All pink everywhere.
Right.
big Nick and Jessica. Pictures all over the wall.
Can you believe what just happened?
So here's a part of the conversation is last night when we were watching this. Anyway, here's the point.
Yeah.
If you watch the show when they first went to a shot of the 12 semifinalists or whatever they call this group, there's one girl, the girl with the big mouth.
Yeah, the Joker mouth.
Who has an incredible set of lungs and,
right.
and legs that don't stop, and she's got a slit in her dress that goes all the way up to where
is
her
little, is she the one that's a little fat, though? A little fat?
No, I don't think she's fat. She's wearing
it's the same one. I didn't watch it. I'm not caught up in it.
A
like
black
anymore.
Dress with a very high slit going all the way up to the
ooh.
Good part.
Mm-hmm.
And the cameraman, as they went in for the shot of the group, it ended up just being a shot of this gal's thigh.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a Janet Jackson moment where it was like a second and a half. It was like a good 5 seconds. They're zooming in on the crowd, zooming in on the crowd, and then all of a sudden, oh, you actually see the camera move a little bit, and you go, look at this. Look at it, and then somebody pulls it. So, wow.
And you know, now that that Janet Jackson thing has been significantly downloaded by everybody,
right.
Of course, now you're getting the fake pictures.
The morph pictures, yeah.
Which are pretty darn.
Oh, I had received those a while ago. I got a great one where it's Howard Dean.
Who's the one
pulling.
I got, too. And then the other one is Justin Timberlake with the same exact look. Up top that Janet Jackson has.
And one with President Bush and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, really?
I don't want to say who. I have an enterprising member of my family.
Right.
Who thought it would be funny to take a picture of his mom and take a picture of his dad.
Oh.
And put them.
Put Janet in between?
No.
Put them in a compromising position?
In the picture,
mom
I'm
Janet.
Justin, and mom is Janet. And then there's a more disturbing one where I'm Janet.
Oh, it doesn't get more disturbing than
and,
that.
And Frida is Justin.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why I sent my kid to college. Yeah. That's why I sent him to college, so he can learn how to put my head on Janet Jackson's body.
Very exciting.
By the way, I forgot to update you on NYPD Blue this week. They were talking about darkening the picture for a second and a half.
I know you're against that, Rob.
And they were just going to do that in the Central and Mountain time zones. They did it in all time zones, and it wasn't just darkened. They went to black for 6 seconds.
Now, imagine that if you take that literally.
Did CSI have that disclaimer? That was CSI. I was watching CBS last night, and CBS had a disclaimer for a promo.
Yes.
A promo coming up, and I'm not sure what
that.
It was. It was may have adult content, you know, viewer discretion advised.
We can now recreate that moment where they went black for 6 seconds. Mike, you be Sipowicz.
Okay.
And Buzz, you be whoever the guy is that Sipowicz is interrogating, and I'll show you exactly how it went when they went black.
All right.
Go.
I don't understand this. I'm really attracted to you. How do you feel about that?
But don't ask me. I was nowhere near the place.
Are we going to black yet?
No. You guys keep talking. I'm going to fade down.
There we go. I'll tell you right now. I'm really concerned about this. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you what for.
I don't know where you heard
right
this.
Now.
I didn't do anything.
Hello there. This is the American Broadcasting Systems. Goodbye, there.
There's
the 6 seconds
the
right there. There you go. All right, how about
there you go. That's how they darkened it.
Very good.
That stinks, Buzz.
Yeah.
Listen, we had a topic on the show yesterday that we didn't get to. I want to give Mike his time. Mike, let me just tell you.
Yes.
Davy Marlin Jones is dead.
Yeah, Davy Marlin Jones passed away after a long illness.
Are you ready for the surprise answer, though?
Yeah.
Not a fag.
Really?
I always thought he was gay. Three wives.
Really?
And three wives and kids.
And probably for the last time, the impression that I one of my first that I
go,
did.
Go, do it, please.
Davy Marlin Jones.
The guy was,
he was, man, you know, that's back when television here, when Channel 9 in particular was kick butt.
Well, they had some personalities on there. They had
Glenn
a guy,
Brenner, they had Davy Marlin Jones.
They had Gordon Peterson, they still prop him up every
night.
They
had even that boring weatherman Gordon Barnes, who I like.
So they had,
Richie Gordon Barnes?
They had a guy on Channel 9 here in D.C. back in the day that was a movie reviewer, and he was, let me just say, he made Charles Nelson Reilly look like Hercules.
What is it about movie reviewers?
The
anyway?
Guy was effeminate, beyond effeminate, wore like big bookworm type hats, like if you remember the Batman character.
Huge glasses, too, and he was, and he would look there, he would say, but they really aren't sure. You'll have to decide for yourself.
And his
Davy Marlin Jones.
Didn't he always have like a big handkerchief coming out
or
of his
carnation
pocket?
Yeah, and he had a big, like very ornate vest, and remember he would like rip pieces of cards and tuck them into his vest when he was reviewing things.
Davy Marlin Jones.
And to watch him as a child, to watch him, that was like, you know, that's how you understood that, well, okay, there are different kind of people in the world.
Yes.
Because there was this obvious guy who was...
Yeah, now we find out, oh, you know...
How about that?
We were none the wiser.
How about that?
Baby Marilyn Jones.
How about that? DMJ.
Yep.
Not a gay.
And he will be missed. I guess he hasn't been on TV for years and years and years.
Well, let me point this out. Unless this is the best beard of all time.
Yeah, you never know.
Unless, you know, three marriages and the children.
I read where he was a professor. That's how he finished his life.
Caught in Vegas.
He was a teacher in Las Vegas. I don't put Davy Marlin Jones in Vegas.
Mike
hit me.
A couple of days ago, Mike said something to me, and I wanted to give him a chance to bring it up on the show.
Oh, it's bad.
Everybody's heard Mike's stories about tornadoes hitting his house,
yes,
and various other things. I say now to you, before you hear the presentation by Mike about this event in his life.
Now, are you going to indicate this is some sort of yarn that I'm going to spin here? Or?
Not in the least. I just urge everyone to remember the movie Signs.
Mm-hmm.
With Mel Gibson.
Well, I should point out that on this show, I have always been and still am the individual who lives in the most rural area.
True.
I've because of my my habits, my lifestyle, I have chosen to live in isolated areas.
You're a mountain man, I like to call you.
I wouldn't go that
Come
far.
Come on, Grizzly.
But I
Grizzly O'Mara.
I've always tried to live towards the mountains and
yes.
Live in rural communities where... Well, your neighbors are your neighbors, but they don't get in your hair.
And life moves just a little slower.
Life moves just a little slower.
O'Mara's Painted Acres.
Takes a little longer. And now, as you know, Don, because of my recent history, I no longer own. I simply rent my farmhouse. And, I have been for quite some time.
Don't forget that renter's insurance, Mike.
I haven't found a place that I can really decide to call my own yet. I really enjoy...
The shag pad.
I really enjoy my pad out there, and, you know, and I have lots of acreage. But I back up to I guess what would be called a little hill, but it's more like the foothills. It's mm-hmm. the foothills of the Shenandoah, and it's very, very rural where I am. And,
you know, before you get into this...
People talk... Yes, Don, go ahead.
Before you're talking about your stabbing happen,
yes.
This whole thing, you're very secretive. I mean, I know obviously you're not going to give your address on the radio, but even with us off the radio,
mm-hmm.
you're secretive about where you live.
I have a double life.
Yesterday, at one point, you were talking about your girlfriend,
right?
And we said something like, "Yeah, we'll see her eventually," and you said, "No, you won't." And you're very, very secretive like that.
I know.
You've got this, for all I know, like a Unabomber, a shack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's much nicer than that. Come on.
Well, I know you've got satellite TV.
Yeah,
but...
I do. Well, you know, sort of. There's something chewed through it.
Oh, dear.
But that speaks to what I'm going to talk about today.
Point out, Mike is a very secretive man.
Yeah.
This place, this shack that he speaks of, the stabbing cabin,
I don't think I'm secret.
We do not know about it.
I don't think I'm secret about the fact that you know, I'm probably the most accessible of anybody on this show. You can probably find me three or four nights a week at a particular location.
Okay. Okay.
I'll be telling you more about that later, but let me get right back to...
I look forward to that. Hey, now!
It will... no need to jump the gun on that.
Hey, okay. Well, who started?
As far as I'm concerned.
Who started?
Well, I did. I mean, but I'm telling you, I'm preaching to myself,
okay.
Don. There's really no need to jump the gun.
Hey, now!
I'll need a lot more later. But the thing is, I'm out in this rural area. I've talked about this. I think I talked about seeing some sort of animal one day that I couldn't really identify. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure whether it was a turkey or a bird. I'm watching Las Vegas on NBC the other night,
right.
and I'm having a nice cigar because this is the time of the year where I break a habit of mine. I do not imbibe, and I have
Mike's doing it for half of Lent.
I'm doing it for half of Lent. I'm doing it actually through St. Patrick's Day. Well, let's be honest, through that Las Vegas trip, you know, I'm not going to let you boys down. And
so really, you're only giving up drinking until next Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on my ninth or tenth day right now.
Good,
so it'll be. You know,
maybe 2 weeks.
We're flying in the evening. Need I say more?
I know. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not, you know, a man has his limits, so I think I might have a cocktail or two, and then we're going to be out in Las Vegas, so we'll see what happens.
I know. You turn on the water top out there, it's bourbon. You
yeah.
can't get away
you
from it.
It's going to be a lot
it's
of
It's everywhere.
Fun. And so what I do is I quit smoking, so I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. So without any real vices, I've gone back to Don's favorite vice, which is cigars,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
I'm really, really digging on the cigars. I'm more than I have in years, and so I'm watching TV, and I'm lying on
Just
my
let
bed.
Me give some love out
mm-hmm.
to the Fuente Newman cigar family. How you dudes doing?
There you go.
Hey, Carlos, my man.
You're pretty plugged into that family.
Carlos Fuente, you are my man. I love your cigars. Send me some. Send me some of your finest cigars.
Bring them to me.
Bring these ones. I do not know much about them. I heard they're called Opus 10? Or are they called Opus X?
Opus X.
Opus X. Oh, Mr. Fuente. Yeah,
very hard to find.
I love cigars. I'm glad you like cigars.
I was having me a Bahia Gold the other night.
That was okay.
I invigorated them, you know. I mean, I humidored them, you know.
Rather vegetal. With notes of cedar and orange peel.
Well, I had almost brought them back all the way.
No, Buzz, that's if you read the cigar magazine.
Sounds, yeah. That's how they describe it, like wines, and it sounds good.
And it's BS.
It tastes like cigars.
Because a good cigar is a good cigar.
Some are smooth, some aren't.
I've had cigars where they've said creamy milk chocolate, followed by cedar,
and
followed by
nutmeg.
Yeah, and you know, then you smoke it, and it's like, okay, it's a good, strong cigar, but it's a cigar.
Yeah, they do the same thing with beer, and it's nonsense. Beer should taste like beer. That's it. It shouldn't have a chocolate, creamy undertone.
Beer is beer, but Mike's enjoying a fine cigar.
Well,
okay.
I've gone so long without smoking them that my humidors were crispy. They were in my humidor. There was no water in there, and so I had to bring them back. And after I brought them back, I light up one of these nice cigars. And because I don't have any kind of ventilation system, I'm going to crack open the door. And I'm in my bedroom. I've got a door that opens out onto a deck. So I just open the door. It's kind of a mild evening, and I decide that I'm going to open the door. And I, because I'm deaf, as everybody knows that's listened to the show previously, I have to turn the television up at quite a high volume.
Way loud.
And I've got a big screen TV that I have sitting at the foot of my bed that's very close, and I've still got it cranked up. I got the surround sound on, and it's cranking. Mm-hmm. And I put the girls to bed earlier, probably about, Las Vegas comes on at what, about 10 o'clock?
And when Mike says girls, he means his daughters.
9
Yes, like not the girls that are the other nights of the week.
It's I had put my daughters up at about probably 8 o'clock, because it's, you know, it's a school night, and I wanted, and they had a test the next day, one of them, and so I put them to bed a little early. Usually, they go to bed at 8:30. Right. So, they're long since asleep, and I'm watching Las Vegas, and it's cranking, and suddenly, I hear what sounded to me like a baby crying. And I said, this isn't on the television show. And I listen for a minute with the TV on, and I hear kind of something that's like, I'm not effing you here.
Freaky.
That's my favorite sound effect right there. Maybe not quite like that.
Oh, really? Was it like this? Not like that?
No.
It was. All right, go ahead and describe it.
It was
some music.
I know it's a cliche term, Don. It was out of this world. It was strange. I immediately put the TV on mute. And then I hear, I mean, loud. Loud, like it was on my deck loud.
Wow. Scully!
Freak me out. I mean, I bolt up in bed. I don't know what it is. It was sort of a moonlit night, but not really. It was kind of a half moon or cloud cover, whatever. I couldn't really see. I go out, I shut all the lights off in the bedroom, and I go out onto the deck, and I hear it just for a second. And as soon as, like, my foot steps on the deck, it stops. And I'm looking around, and I'm hearing rustling underneath the deck, and I do not know, to this day, I do not know what the hell I was hearing. It was, I go to the end of the deck, and I look out around the garage, because my bedroom's right over the garage, and I look out to the right, and I thought I saw movement, and it looked like small animals. It didn't look like large animals.
Plural.
And it didn't look like, what?
Plural, more than one.
There were two.
Two. What about the outer space stuff, though?
The outer space stuff, if they were aliens, Don, they were aliens from, Here's how they moved. They didn't move fast.
When you told me the story, though, you said you thought it might have been something from out of this world.
I thought it might be something from outer space.
You did tell me that.
Well, I went through all the possibilities when I heard it. I thought, first of all, my God, it was so bad that right after I went out on the deck, just to make sure, I went upstairs to check on the kids to see if they were sound asleep.
Sure.
Went back down. I'm looking out. Then I look out the back door to see if I can see, and I hear rustling in the leaves, but the only thing I could make out was what appeared to be a slow-moving animal. It was a very...
Here you go. You ready?
Somebody's going to tell me what it is?
They already know.
Eric.
I think I know.
Yeah, that's a beaver you heard.
A beaver?
Yeah.
But I'm nowhere near water.
Oh, well.
Okay.
I've heard it before.
Well, I'm near a creek.
Okay.
I'm near a little creek.
I think cats, which you dearly love, can make some of the most blood-curdling, unearthly sounds I have ever heard. And when I hear cats in my neighborhood, sometimes much like what you described.
These animals were about a foot and a half long.
But Buzz, do they sound like cats from outer space?
Yeah.
Did they have antennas?
Yeah.
Hold on, here's another cat call. Brandon.
Yeah.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think it was a cat in heat.
Yeah.
Is it that time?
You know, it could have been. I've heard my cat in heat.
Sound terrible.
They can make screaming sounds. They make sounds exactly like the one you described. It's blood curdling, really.
But I don't own cats. What are they doing on my property?
They're feral. They're wild.
You live out in the land of the tumbleweeds.
I have seen deer, and I have heard evidence of a bear out where I am.
Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not a cat, it's just a possibility, but I think it might be Canadians.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Jeff.
Yes.
Hi.
What you heard was a bunny rabbit. I had a cat once bring one into the house, and they sound just like a baby. I mean, it's weird.
Well, now, I will tell you that I am thick with rabbits out there.
I got
rabbits that live under my desk.
And if you want to know what Mike does, I know Mike keeps talking about the side business. Rent the movie Roger and Me.
I skin rabbit.
There's a lady in that movie Roger and Me.
Anybody on the show wants a rabbit's foot, I provide it.
Michael Moore movie.
There's no problem. You know, if do rabbits make that sound?
I thought
bunnies didn't make any sound at all.
Man, see, here I am thinking that you're going to come on today and say that you, like, saw a flying saucer because you said to me...
It was the most horrible sound I'd ever heard in my life. That's what I said.
The quote was, the sound was out of this world.
It was otherworldly.
Yeah,
it was otherworldly. I stand by that. It was a horrible, horrible sound that cut through. It was so loud that it James Caan was doing a monologue and it actually blasted over that. But wait a minute. They weren't rabbits that were walking up the hill, though, and they weren't moving like cats.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
It's not rabbits. It is a raccoon.
Yeah, it could have been a raccoon.
That's possible, sure.
Well, now we've heard all the animals of the forest.
Not all of them. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I wasn't going to talk about the animal. I had something to say about the girl on American Idol.
Which one?
The one with the cellulite tie.
Oh, you thought she had cellulite? Oh, yeah.
If you look at it, it was like cottage cheese, man.
The girl did she make any kind of otherworldly sound?
No.
Did you see how long the camera stayed on her thigh, though?
A long time, yeah.
Yeah, a long time.
It kept zooming in all weird on everybody's face. It would be jumpy.
I don't care about the girl on American Idol. I'm under siege here.
All right, one more, Mike. Bill, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. That was a bobcat. A wild bobcat.
Now, I've heard two people that are local out there tell me they think it was a bobcat.
Mm-hmm.
I heard when I live in Bluemont, which is same side of the mountain as you, and mm-hmm. it's one of the scariest songs that would sound
horrible.
From over here.
Mystery solved.
Yeah, absolutely. Flat out. Well, not really solved, Don, because if you're counting now, we've got cat, raccoon, beaver.
Hold on.
Bobcat.
We got a break because we have Mick Foley coming up, but I have a bobcat sound effect from the...
Oh, all right.
From this Holly Ridge thing. Here is bobcat.
Hi, check 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thanks, bud. Sorry.
Bobcat.
Hello, this is Vic Tayback, and I never listen to Don and Mike. Who is your target audience that I have to tell them what channel they're already listening to?
That's a Bobcat.
That's Bobcat.
Yeah. That's Bobcat.
Bobcat went to the Oscars with Robin Williams.
Sound like that?
Yeah, not too weird, huh? I think he was doing a friend a favor.
We got a break. Mick Foley's coming right up. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
Oh, let's see what the Pope has to say today. What's happening, dude?
Hi, this is Cher, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's not the Pope.
Hi, this is Roger Ebert, and I never listened to Don and Mike. In fact, I never have.
How's that stroke? Hold on.
This is Alice Cooper.
Who?
And I wouldn't be caught dead listening to Don Geronimo or Mike O'Mara. They make me sick.
Thanks, Pope.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mike, we've been all over this Mel Gibson thing.
Yep.
Hold on a second.
Robbie, you're supposed to be a rejoiner. What the hell are you doing?
Best of.
What was that? Best of?
That was that.
I'm looking at you and your lips weren't moving.
And I heard you and I wasn't even looking and talking to you. You were
what's
looking
happening
at the
here? Come on, you're losing your head.
Where's this thing?
I don't know. Can you do a live one?
Where's this thing? Can I do a live one?
Yeah. I'm surrounded by idiots and you're listening to the Don and Mike show.
Bingo.
Joining us now on the telephone is Mick Foley, Mankind. Hey, Mick.
Hey, you guys sound really excited about this. Hey,
we're just a little discombobulated.
No, we are, Mick. Of course, we love having you on the show.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you're the only guy we had, who was a Big Show on yesterday.
Right.
Yes.
About that.
But you're the only guy that we could have, with no offense to Big Show, we could have a discussion about things other than wrestling.
Yeah, like the events of the day. Yeah, you described, you demonstrated to us last time, Mick, that you are a very political individual.
Mick, how do you feel about the issue of free speech, which is being challenged on our show and other shows?
Man, I got to tell you, they're kind of jumping all over that, aren't they? I sense a little. I know everyone goes to the McCarthyism often, but man, it's one little boob exposure in an event that was, really. Well planned out in advance, and people are going crazy. It's really struck us too.
Well, now here's the that's an excellent question.
Is wrestling getting the heat too with like the girls that are part of the wrestling?
Well, you know what? I spoke to one of the heads of Spike TV. I used to be the Robot Wars guy.
Right. No, I know that.
So I got to know him. And I was like, how are things? How's the pressure on the network? He's like, oh, this is unbelievable. He said, he thought because he was in election year that there was more pressure than usual, but everybody's feeling it, like when that thing happened to Howard, my wife's not particularly a big Howard fan, and she was like, oh, good. I was like, no, that's not good.
I guess
right behind him is WWE on people's, right behind him and the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, it's a weird climate. I've never seen anything like it. And it does not appear to be going away anytime soon.
And it gets scary when you have those old farts up there in Congress saying, we have to start regulating cable and satellite TV. And who's to say that what you here's the rules that we have to live by, Mick. It's arguably indecent.
Right.
And we determined early on that arguably indecent, and it was proven to us when we talked to our lawyers, that arguably indecent is uninterpretable. It's vague. You can't possibly decipher what it is.
So we're cool with that. We can do the show without the fart sound effects and without, the graphic sex stuff. Although, even the most pedestrian stuff, they said, be very careful.
Yeah, and we don't go near it anymore. And we're not going to give...
I try to go near it.
Yeah, you do. A little too much. But anyway, we try not to do that anymore because we think that really these corporation heads and these program directors, a lot of these people, are sacrificing, shock jocks and other people just to make themselves look good before Congress.
Let me ask you something, Mick. Do you think we're pussies?
No. I mean,
I hope they don't delete that out.
They probably will.
Do you think that we're cowards?
Because no, not at all.
That word was one that we were told they were going to dump out.
I don't think it's cowardly. I mean, you could stand up for what people would say were your principles, then you'd be out of a job, and then everyone in so many markets around the country loses out.
So what would you do? Let's say that it trickles down to you. I know that you're not actively wrestling, but you're going to be
I am actively getting beaten up on a weekly basis.
Okay, so you're back.
End up in a wrestling match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, WrestleMania. So you're back in it. Let's say that maybe not this year, but next year, some congressman says, I can't believe I was watching WrestleMania and they were pouring water over a girl's top and they were saying that they were putting women in demeaning positions. What do you do if somebody at one of your networks comes to you and says, hey, dude, you got to change everything you do. You can't have the sexuality. Or what if he even comes to you with the violence part? Saying, can't hit a guy over a head with a chair.
I was under the gun pretty heavily from that PTC thing. Didn't really hit me quite so hard until I saw their video, where their solicitation video, and when they are talking about WWE, and this is a lawsuit that's been settled.
Now, Mick, just for those who don't know, PTC, explain that to
Parents Television Council.
Okay, yeah,
was
PTC,
headed
right.
by, and still is by a man named Brent Bozell III, mm-hmm. Whose father was best known as a speechwriter for Senator Joseph McCarthy.
Wow.
and he wrote a book.
I was trying to say something good.
It's a good pedigree.
Along with Bill Buckley Jr. called McCarthy and His Enemies, in which they praised, a book that was very much in favor of what Senator McCarthy was doing at the time. So I felt like, hey, we are being, we're the victims of a witch hunt here. And that this is a guy who is really stretching out, the definition of the cause and effect relationship and claiming that wrestling was killing children. And on their solicitation video, their poster child was me. Like, they were showing me over and over and over. So I got fighting mad, and I produced a little number one bestseller called Foley is Good, where I addressed those issues. And
I read that book. Yes, I've heard of that book. You've mentioned that book before. It's not as good as your faggot book, though.
Not like my female book. That book was gay. But I liked it, and a lot of people got hurt in a very graphic fashion, and I'm sure that I'm sure that was part of the reason why it wasn't sold in certain stores, where a few key people decide what is, acceptable for.
Yeah, so listen, you won't say it, but I will say it's Walmart. That stinks too. I mean, and that's
similar to what we're dealing with.
That's something that's been going on for a long time that we've kind of let go. That, you know, when you go to Walmart, there will be some books you can't buy, some CDs you can't buy,
and it's as old as the hills. I mean, the fact is that I've never believed, and I never will believe, that when you watch wrestling on TV, or you go to a violent movie, or you play a violent video game, that is influencing any type of majority of kids, or adults even, to go out and act on that. And when they listen to this show, it's not motivating them to act. It's, what I call it is, it's all under the umbrella of entertainment. That's what this is. It's entertainment. That's what prevents us. That's what keeps our diversions, keep us sane.
I think you're right, because you know what? There were an awful lot of people killed throughout the history of the world before pro wrestling was ever aired on television.
Sure.
And people don't really need violence on TV in order to be violent.
Oh, Mick, let me tell you the greatest story. This is true. 8 years old, I'm 1966. I'm watching Batman. I love Batman. It's in color.
I remember.
True story.
I'm reading out the pow and the booms, but you were probably able to read by that time.
I could read, and I got the cape on, and I climb up on my roof.
Right.
And I think I can jump from the roof of my house down to the ground. It doesn't look like that big a jump.
Right.
And I jump off the roof in my Batman. I think I got the mask on and the cape.
And the cape didn't slow you down at all.
No, right? and I break my leg. And
I'm just realizing now you're contradicting everything I just said.
No, hold on. No, I'm not, Mike, because listen to my point.
What?
I'm laying on the ground with a broken leg, and my parents come over, my dysfunctional parents come over, and they say, "You're an idiot. Why did you jump off the roof?" And I said, because I didn't think it was that high. They said, "Okay, let's take you to the doctor." If that happened today, the parent would say,
"Right,
why'd you jump off the roof?" "Well, because it didn't look that high." "Oh, you're wearing a Batman suit."
"Right.
We better get a hold of DC Comics."
Yep. Okay, you're right.
Sue them. See, back in the day...
Right. Nobody tied it in. I mean, you were just a kid that was doing something stupid.
Right, and before Batman, it was Superman, and before Superman, it was the Three Stooges, So everybody, slow the frick down.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, you could, if you wanted to go far enough with cause and effect relationship, you could blame a death conceivably on anything.
Yeah.
Can I give you here's a little comparison here with wrestling and what we went through, what you guys are going through now, and what we're kind of going through as a result of it, too.
Okay, good.
And I just mentioned this yesterday. I was discussing this with one of my my friends at the USO, and I was talking... You know who Margaret Carlson is?
I do not, no.
She's on the Capital Gang and...
Okay, yep.
Time Magazine, and she's actually a very good writer and seems like a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
But when The Rock was part of the Republican convention, and they didn't know at the time The Rock was going to be at the Democratic convention also, she said on the Capital Gang and wrote in Time Magazine, "Here is The Rock, who is an anti-gay, anti-black, blah, 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 skinhead." And so I wrote in my book, I was like, "Margaret, I don't know how to break this to you, but The Rock is black."
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's Samoan. I'll put The Rock's, the lineage up against Colin Powell and a lot of people who are definitely considered to be African-American. He's very proud of the fact that his dad's African-American. And my point is, if she had said that about Colin Powell or anybody outside of a sport as lowly the way...
Right, right. Of course, there would have been
instantly.
An outcry.
As far as I know, there was no retribution, there were no apologies, nothing. And I think you guys fall under that same umbrella because you're all considered to be, you know, shock jocks who don't deserve, you know, the right of, you know, the right of rationale and reasoning.
Sure, of course. That's so very well put.
I ask you this seriously because I do think, even though you wrote that fag book, you're really a smart guy and a great conversationalist, and you have a really good grasp. How long do you think this paranoia is going to last? Will it last until the election? Will it last after the election? Just your opinion.
You know what? I am hoping it goes away before the election. I don't think it's going to be. I can't believe that President Bush actually made steroids a part of his State of the Union speech.
Of course he did, because what's important?
Well, President Bush, and what people will tell you, is that President Bush is attempting to put as many issues in the way of the war and the economy as he possibly can. I mean, that's why he's doing it.
You guys are an easy target in this.
Sure. Of course we are. I think we're the easiest target.
And so are baseball players.
You know, if the situation in Iraq clears up quickly, that so will this.
Yeah, I would.
Problem.
I would agree.
That I'm not optimistic. Though.
I would agree on that, and I would agree with that as well. So you think it'll be resolved one way or the other before the election?
I think it will fizzle out.
If I had told you 2 months ago that Janet Jackson was going to show her boob on TV, and within 30 days, all of the media people would be in front of Congress, everybody was going to be saying we're not doing everything, and every radio show in some way or another was changed, you probably wouldn't believe it, right?
Right, but you guys know how I feel about Katie, right?
Sure.
Okay. Now, there was an instance on the Today Show, and that's a positive thing for those people wondering how I feel about her. I like her. I look up to her.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Oh, no, we talked about her before with you.
Years ago, someone flashed the camera, you know, outside the windows on the Today
Show. Sure, right.
Had naked breasts. That's really not that different than what Janet Jackson did. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was a bare breast. It was one person's attempt to create... Obviously, Janet Jackson had a little bit of bigger stage to do it in. But, I mean, if someone were to, you know, if Al Roker's doing the weather tomorrow and someone drops their top, do they cancel the Today Show? Do they go? Stop doing live vignettes outside?
This is why you're way too smart. You make too much goddamn sense.
It's just crazy, and it really is. You know, and you know, when you're talking about free speech, many people would say, you know, how do you defend it if you are a quote unquote shock jock? Do you get up and do you talk about, oh, I want to defend my right to talk about naked women? It's not about that. It really, if you make it that simple, it goes much deeper than that. And we've said it again. This is why people should be very, very nervous, because something like this can snowball and then they're in your living room and it's out of control before you know it. And I can't stress enough. We have to be careful about this, and it's all the only way we can do it in our system is to be aware of who's voting what way and who we're electing.
All right, so Nick, which party right now are you voting for?
You know, I think I told I can't. You know, after I talked to you guys, I got off the phone, and not immediately, but a little bit later, I was like, I can't believe I let those guys drag me into politics. And then I was like, wait, they didn't really.
Well, I like your politics, man.
So,
in fact, I remember who you're voting for, and I like.
Well,
your politics.
I just want to see if it's changed or not.
I think I mentioned the Dick Cheney thing on my own. You know what? I think we're in danger of becoming a one-party system, and I don't think that President Bush was nearly as you know, healing as he could have been. And I think if we don't get some Democrats in office, that this country will not be functioning the way it should.
Mm-hmm. Mick Foley, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Mick Foley, the great, the Reverend Mick Foley.
Amen.
Dr. Mick Foley.
Just to follow up on that,
Attorney at law, Mick Foley.
Buzz and I were saying yesterday, this is the way I feel. I don't make any secret.
The Reverend Mick Foley.
I don't make any secret of the fact that I'm a Democrat, but regardless of what your politics are, I really do believe we're on the verge of probably one of the most important elections in the history of our country. I really feel that way, and I know a lot of people that feel the same way.
So vote Nader.
I'm mad at Nader because
eight
to 12 years, I'd like to see some kind of an independent revolution to where if you threw 10 independent senators into the mixture, or you put 20 independent congressmen, that you get rid of a lot of the partisan thing, which really makes the WWE seem lame by comparison.
It does.
You actually have people saying, hey, just wait. Those Republicans better hope the Democrats never get the Senate back. It's like, come on, this is not a cage match. These people are supposed to be legislating our
country. Amen.
God, let me just say again, a chime for Mick Foley. Okay, now that we've talked to the brain part of you.
But wait, let me throw in one thing, just so people know that I'm you know, I'm really not that liberal. I just think things have gotten crazy to the right-hand side of things.
No, I think you've made your point very clear. You're very anti-Bush.
Can I tell you what I was... I was talking to this very nice guy. I was in Washington, D.C. last night, and I didn't want to talk to you guys ahead of time because I knew I'd be dealing with military people. I didn't want them catching me on the Don and Mike show and then showing up. And,
it's okay the day after.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm talking
to this guy, and he's a very nice guy, and he's asking me when I'm going to get back at Evolution. I'm talking for 5-10 minutes, couldn't be nicer, and I see his name tag says, you know, Radicky on it. And then another man comes up and says, hello, General.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden I said, Radicky. General Radicky.
He's somebody.
He's the head of, DISA, you know, Defense Information, whatever.
He's a big wig in the administration.
He's very, very big. Mm-hmm. And I got to live out the lifelong dream by going, Radicky.
I am so ready to get on the Mick Foley bandwagon.
Yeah, when
he runs.
Do you know the reference I'm making?
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, it was Barnagy, but I thought, what other chance do you have to actually say a general's name and claim he owes you money?
You're right. You got to take it.
Barnagy.
So listen, who are you fighting in WrestleMania?
All right, yeah, we'll get to the WrestleMania stuff.
Well, I know this.
I hope our, you know, for the people out there, we've got a lot of conservative fans. They're probably like, oh, Mick, I can't believe you're doing this to me. I'm afraid that if we don't do something, there won't be any wrestling for our conservative fans to watch. Yeah. Because if a lot of people had their way, and if it's made this easy for them, we're a ripe target. So
yeah, let me say, sure, in this new climate, who's to say that your WWE isn't arguably indecent?
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. And I think this is the time, one of the problems, and you know, I look at this personally, I think the problem with this country is a lot of people haven't spoken up when they felt a certain way.
You can fight back in a lot of ways. You can vote, or you can do what I'm going to do.
What's that?
You can watch WrestleMania 20 on pay-per-view.
There you go.
That's how I'm going to let people know.
Fight back, Don.
That's how I'm going to fight
back. It's March 14th, and none of you guys saw it, but I mean, I've been around wrestling for 20 years, and as you know, a lot of you know, I've been getting the living CRAP beaten out of me for a while. I got to be careful, you know.
Now, hold on. I want to ask you something. Is this part of the plot that they've written where you're going to get the crap beaten out of you for a while, and then at WrestleMania, when guys like me will watch to see you,
you'll be the Phoenix rising up from the ashes.
See the glory?
Well, there's no plot actually written, but as it evolved, and things, you know, things... Part of the problem is I'm my own worst enemy when I get out there, and like they can say, Mick, take it easy, but then I can't take it easy.
That's how you promote it, man. That's got me buying it right now. I'm ordering it right after that statement.
Well, if anyone happened to see, Randy Orton was attempting to bust my eyebrow with a punch and somehow missed my eyebrow 7 consecutive times and punched me in the temple.
Ooh. Oh, hey, wow, what a bad shot he is.
Oh, yeah, not real good with the human anatomy, apparently. He was off by about 1.25 inches. Really, it swelled the side of my head up.
Wow.
And so actually, within a few days, all the blood kind of gravitated down to my eyeball and the side of my face and up WWE, and I said, look, I know I'm supposed to be off for a week, but I got to tell you, my face looks pretty bad, and you know, we're dealing with the one business we're having a horrible looking face. Not necessarily a bad thing.
That's right. Get me back out there. Hey, coach, you put me back in, coach.
Yeah, I'm ready to play today. And so I did a little video, and I promised there'd be HELL to pay. Can I even say that?
Please say hell, sure.
Okay. And
it's where the FCC commissioners are going.
In Atlanta, I came with a surprise, and we revealed it, I think, in real dramatic fashion. And, you know, when it was The Rock coming to my rescue.
Oh,
nice. Mouth nice to that move. Curtain. It was one of the, you know, top 3 or 4 reactions that, you know, that I've I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, now, that's a good team. That's a good team. That's like Nick and Jessica.
Yeah. I mean,
you guys, not that you would be the Jessica or the Nick, but
no,
I mean...
No, you wouldn't want to say that to either one of the guys.
That's a good right. Matt. That's a good team.
It's a pretty good team. So it's going to be me and The Rock taking on all three members of Evolution. And this is a great WrestleMania because there's like six or seven matches that fans that have really been well built that fans really want to see. And... it's WrestleMania 20, and oh, WrestleMania for us is like our Super Bowl, and everybody wants to steal the show that night, and you put all those elements together, and I believe, you know, if there's one, if you haven't seen a wrestling pay-per-view, and you're wondering what all the stuff busts.
It's a good one to watch.
It may not get you hooked on wrestling, but I think you'd be glad you saw it.
It's a good one to watch, and you know, you can lowball this all you want. Let's face it, all those other guys... that's window dressing. What you want to see is Mick and The Rock take on these other dudes. That's
absolutely
everything else is just pregame.
Right.
That's pregame. That's when WrestleMania starts. All right. Well, listen, you big lug. Don't hurt yourself.
Hey guys, I'm telling you this for this is a legitimate offer. If I can help you in this whole free speech thing, I'd like to be a part of that.
You've helped a lot by coming on the radio and
absolutely.
Talking about
and,
it.
And please give our warmest regards to Al Snow.
Who? Yeah.
All right, hey, Mick, we got to run.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Mick Foley, Mankind, WWE, WrestleMania, March 14th.
He knows how to promote it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I really am my own worst enemy out there. I love it.
I'd follow that guy into a fire. He's brilliant. Well, he really is.
He kind of is, though. I mean, when that stuff about like blood and stuff, remember that original documentary we saw about him? He does bleed.
He goes for it. I mean, he commits. He commits when he's performing.
Yeah, I like that. He was setting all that other stuff up. At the very end, is going to be like, it's really like an NBA game.
Sure.
You know, why watch the first, three periods? Watch the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Same with WrestleMania.
I have never ordered a wrestling pay-per-view. I may be inclined to do it this time
it's
around.
It's tempting for this guy, just because he's our friend.
Yeah.
Isn't the pay-per-view a little more intense?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Very graphic.
They'll bring stars in and stuff.
Oh, really?
WrestleMania, believe it or not, they brought in Steve Allen.
Mike, to answer your question, it is... very graphic.
Really?
The cameras are in very close, and you see an awful lot.
Oh, neat. Okay.
You see an awful lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it is about $50.
Oh, okay, I'm out.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
You like creme anglaise?
Hey, you bless it, I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing ZD now?
Hey!
Don and Mike, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD. Because, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Curio Junta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
If you put a knick-knack on their whatnot, they'll give you a what for. Don and Mike.
All right, before we move on to a brief promotional announcement, it's just a couple of seconds.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento. And I mean that from my ticker.
We'll be at Mandalay Bay next Friday doing the show from Vegas.
Yeah.
Thank you, HBO. Couple of notes here. First, all notes, messages from me to people who work inside this building.
Okay.
Wonderful Colette, who is the director of First Impressions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give her a round of applause.
Yeah. She's enjoying that new Star Trek chair that she has behind
the
desk.
She loves that chair.
It's buttery.
She did mention to me today that at some point when there was a temp, I guess, before the first of the year, that was out there listening to another radio station.
Right.
I took a sledgehammer to the radio.
Yes.
Promised Colette a radio.
Right.
Have not delivered the radio to Colette.
Ah. She needs a radio.
Colette, I promise I'm delegating that task today.
Mm-hmm.
I promise I'm delegating that today.
Very good.
Rob?
Yes, Don?
Get someone to get Colette a radio. also, what was that?
How much?
How do I put this? Between, how about cheap?
There you go.
Just cheap.
Yeah.
How about if I have one at my house?
You've got a radio at your house?
Yes, I
is
think
it
every...
a good, is it a good one? You know?
I think everyone
does. Something about Rob.
A silver tone?
Something secondhand from Rob.
Everyone's a good, every radio is a good one, though, isn't
That's
it?
Right. If it's turned to this station, it's a good radio.
Rob, how what quality is it?
It's a clock radio. It's what he destroyed.
Sure, bring it in.
Okay.
Clock radio.
Gets FM.
That's what he destroyed.
Very good.
You don't replace a Fiat with a Lamborghini.
Colette, you hear that? Problem solved.
Hey. You're getting a new clock, an old clock radio.
Next message. Travis Bickle. I know his last name isn't Bickle. Travis, right. Although that was the guy in Taxi Driver.
Right.
I like Travis. Travis is one of my favorite people mm-hmm. here. When I came into the radio station today, Rob was in the production room playing some records.
Yes.
And Travis was leaning over one of the pieces of equipment mm-hmm. listening to this record, this funny record.
Right.
And as I walked in, I got the great refrigerator repairman shot.
Oh, really? He cracked you up?
From Travis.
Oh, dear. Travis, hike him up.
And Travis, that was my advice. I couldn't say it to you because it would be gay if I said it to you. Mm-hmm. But for God's sake, I could see what you had for lunch. So pull him up. And then third, J.W. Now, they call him J.Dubs.
Okay, yeah.
I hope you're
bringing something up.
Well, there's so many things I could bring up about him. He works on the Ron and Fez show.
I guess we can't bring up what we used to bring up.
And, we can bring it up. He's got bathroom issues.
Yeah.
There are serious
when he's in there and you're in there after him, it's not a pleasant place to be.
Go in. But today, I walked in with him, and again, he's another one of the guys I see here. I like him. I say hi to him.
Yeah, so do I.
He's good on Ron and Fez's show.
Yeah.
So we're walking in today, and I say, hey, dude, like, you're King Ralph. And he looked at me, didn't know, and I said, John Goodman did a movie called King Ralph, an awful movie. I said, here's what pissed me off about that movie, though. In the movie, when John Goodman's meeting the Queen, I distinctly remember he has a Chicago Cubs jacket on, and I believe a Green Bay Packers hat.
Right.
And maybe he's got like a Boston Bruin set of shorts.
Are you saying he's mixing the teams?
Yes, he had a Redskins jacket with a Detroit Lions hat, right, and some college T-shirt. And I just said to him, I said, that's all wrong.
That's King Ralph.
I said, that's King Ralph. He looked at me. I don't know. How old is that kid? 14?
I think he's 15.
J.W. is 14 or 15. Whatever he is. He didn't
get it. So don't mix and match sports teams. If you're going to do it like you do, where you come in with a Packer.
That's
turtleneck,
it.
The Packer socks, the Packer shoes, the pants.
It's just tacky to mix the teams, and I'm just trying to
the Packer, scrungies under your hair, your ponytail.
Help out a co-worker.
That's a lower priority, don't you think, compared to the other problem?
Oh, his bathroom problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Buzz, you're aware of that problem, too, right?
We all are.
I mean, it's really...
Oh, we've all walked... Listen, if you've driven past this radio station...
Right, exactly.
At about 6:15 any night, and you've rolled your windows down... You've experienced the JW effect.
I think the issue is, and I know we can't talk the way we used to, so I'll put this the best way possible. Frequently get rid of the evidence. That's what I would say. Frequent flushing.
You don't think it's an issue with improper diet?
No, it has nothing to do with it.
I believe it's stress.
But here's the deal.
I believe
all
it's
of that
totally
doesn't matter.
Stress-induced.
All of that doesn't matter. If I will say this, we can say it's called a courtesy flush.
Be courteous is all you need to say.
Be courteous, not Travis. Well, you too, Travis. Hike up your pants, but I will say...
J.W.
J.Dubs, please be courteous.
John W., John William, whatever his name is.
Jingleheimer Schmidt?
Yeah, just do that.
Just now, went.
Courteous.
Oh, and I can't
just
tell
went
you...
Just went is his name.
I can't tell you how many people around the station...
J.W. stands for just went.
How many people around the station come up to me and said... Can I see the Sopranos tapes?
Oh, right. Yeah,
now,
I'll bet.
I've said to the people that have asked me, sure, I'd be glad to loan them to you.
Right.
And then one of the people who said to me, can I see the Sopranos tapes? I said, you know, I forgot to bring them in today, but tomorrow's Friday. I'll bring them in. He came with me 10 minutes later. He said, I just talked to my wife. I'm not allowed. I said, well, do you want to see it just for yourself? He said, no, I wouldn't be able to fake it on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the tapes of the episodes. You guys already gave me a hard time yesterday for not, I wanted to reveal a little bit of what happens. You didn't want anything. HBO's given us this trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah, right.
We're taking next week. And HBO produces The Sopranos. And now in the spirit of this synergy, we are proud to present Don and Mike National Exclusive... The Sopranos Hotline.
Wow.
Oh, this is exciting. I love this.
That's great to be hooked up with them
Sunday
like
night,
that.
Right? It's all back on Sunday night.
All right, this is where you're going to get. It's one of those things. I think it's like to hear an excerpt of the show. Press one. So you guys have to decide if you want to hear it or not.
I think it'll be safe.
And let's see. Where's the? There it is.
Hello.
Oh no.
You've reached the Sopranos hotline. This is Nancy Marchand inviting all of you to watch The Sopranos. It comes back this coming Sunday night to hear the theme song, press one. For a list of cast and characters, press two. It's a very exciting year on The Sopranos. Da 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 da. Da da da. I'm the late Nancy Marchand. For Sopranos recipes, press four. I like to take my ziti slowly out of the up. First of all, this year, the character of...
Hey, Nancy.
Hello?
Are you there?
Who are you?
It's Donnie, D-O-N-I.
Who's Donnie? I don't think I know you.
No, I'm the DJ, Donnie.
I suppose I can.
I believe not.
I'm so sorry that all you jocks have been persecuted.
If I did that, that would ruin a hat. Why would I possibly want to do that?
Don't do that in a hat. For a description of Janice's morning ritual, hit five. Then they take a hose to her.
So,
and now it's back to live.
Hey.
You're on the live chat line with the dead Nancy Marshall.
Hey, Nancy, it's me, Donnie.
Who?
D-O-N-I, Donnie G.
Come closer.
What do you think? I
don't think I know you.
Sure you do. I'm the disc jockey.
Oh, the DJ is about to spoil the surprise.
I'm not going to spoil the surprise.
You're going to tell all your listeners exactly what the episode's about. I think that stinks.
Well, let me just get out of this.
And Janice slowly takes the soap, and Christopher will be played by it, and I like my ziti with a little... Here's another live call. You're making me confused. Quit hitting all those buttons. For the theme song, hit pound. I fooled you. Would you like to hear the theme song? Hit two. Woke up this morning, got myself a... Hey, I was singing!
I didn't...
All right, it's all a sham. It's all a sham, and what we're doing right now is I'm live and I'm manning the phones from beyond the grave.
But Nancy, you're dead. How could you possibly be answering the Sopranos hotline?
Oh, I'm dead. Poor you for not knowing.
Oh, poor you.
Let me tell you, mister, the fact of the matter is I'm very much alive.
Wow.
Ooh. Scared?
Scared, kids?
To set my kitchen on fire, hit nine. Oh, my God. Look at all the flames. To go to Rafa Bucco's restaurant, hit seven.
Hey, I wonder if I could get the one where Tony almost tried to suffocate her with a pillow.
Are you ignoring me?
Is that an option?
That man is not my son.
Do you have an option, though, about the time that he tried to suffocate you?
All right, I can make it customized. To hear Nancy Marchand, otherwise known as Olivia Soprano, being suffocated by a pillow, hit five. Hit five. Come on.
Oh, you're suffocating me.
Yeah, we're back. I like to see Janice use plenty of soap and water or dishwashing detergent. Woke up this morning, got myself a gun.
So, have you seen the first four episodes? I have.
Who are you? Who's this talking to me?
Donnie G.
Oh, Don Geronimo, the super special DJ with all the fancy tapes. Aren't you proud of yourself that millions of your listeners will have the show ruined because you couldn't keep a sock
skinheads.
What if I just tell you that the opening sequence says an awful lot about what's going to happen on the show?
Stop it. You're ruining it for everyone. Call your listeners like you did yesterday. You'll find out that every one of them, every goddamn one of
them, I don't have to take
doesn't
this.
Want to. Woke up this morning.
Yeah, that's better.
Myself a gun. Oh, my kitchen's on fire. I must have left the eggs on. What's going on? Janice is very dirty. And I'll tell you, my ZD works very, very well. The cast this year features a wonderful appearance by Steve Buscemi. It's a very
He's good.
Character.
You want to know what role he plays on the show?
Are we doing the buttons or are you talking live?
Do you want to know what role Steve Buscemi plays?
Steve Buscemi. Who's he?
He's a new actor on The Sopranos.
Oh, and I bet you're just chomping at the bit to tell all your listeners exactly what he does. You'll probably let us know that he dies or something horrible like that, huh?
Oh.
I woke up this morning.
I don't want to say she gave away anything.
Myself a gun. Anthony. Anthony, eat your ziti. Oh, I hate that kind of talk. Oh, I don't know what to do.
So on the very first episode, what happens is you get the shot of Tony's house.
Okay. I'm not kidding. This is what happens.
To
on the
buy
opening...
a pint of Paulie Walnut's hair coloring, hit 208-965.
Hold on.
Hi, would you always like to have hair just like lovely Paulie Walnut, who was so wonderful to his mother? I'll tell you what I also like. I like to make a nice tiramisu. Janice is so dirty.
Hey, what did you think of the opening sequence this year?
I thought it was something that we shouldn't talk about. We're going to be in real big trouble, Mr. Man. It's scary. Oh, listen to that. Listen to Mr. Fancy playing the HBO theme song. Hi, I'm Nancy Marchand, and I passed away last year or so. Maybe even before. I'm upset in my coffin with Donnie G, who wants to spoil The Sopranos for everybody. La, la, la! Oh, my. I'm not feeling too perky right now. How are you? And you tell JW to do a courtesy flush when he leaves the commode.
Yes, ma'am. Nice talking to you, ma'am.
And tell Travis Bickle, hike up your drawers. And remember one other thing, Donnie G.
Yes, Mama.
I'll be watching all of you. There's the reverb. Come on, Rob. Give me a little reverb. Can you do it when I'm on the phone?
You're dead.
I'll be watching all of you.
Okay, hold on a second.
I will.
Can do it on the
see if you can do it. It's a challenge for you, you big-headed lug. I'll be watching all of you.
Love you, Justin. Oh, dear.
How are you? This is Olivia Soprano from beyond the grave. Hey, listen to me in the tunnel. Why are you leaving me in this cave?
You asked for it.
I hate that kind of talk. I'm floating in the air. I'm floating. Floating in the air. Oh, beware of all of you. I've got to say goodbye. Oh. I wish we had more time to spend together, but unfortunately, I've got to get back to my coffin. Y'all come back now, you hear? You want me to hang up? Hey, so, after that, Janice takes a big towel, and she towels her body off, and it really is...
Okay, see, there
that's
you force my
enough.
Hand.
Yeah.
You start doing the Janice dirty stuff, and you make
I wasn't
like
doing anything dirty.
Yes, you were.
Never.
Yes, you were.
Never.
Well, look, how come I don't have the... No, it wasn't dirty at all.
It was unearthly.
It was, how come I don't have...
Otherworldly.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
There you go. Yeah. Drive time.
Yeah, there we go.
20 silver blast. We'll be right. Turn it on. Hold it.
Wait.
Hold on. Stop. Don't break yet.
Don't break now.
Turn it off. Hey, J-Dubs just walked by the window.
Did he really?
Yeah, give me the point.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, turn off the reverb.
Reverb's off.
Reverb's off.
Ah.
Okay, here we go. This is sprinting into commercials.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. I got to beat J-Dubs down the hall.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children. Maitre d'. Maitre d'. You. How much for your wife?
The Don and Mike Show.
You don't realize how funny that tape is. Give me a second.
They have very nice teeth. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So the tape was obviously Blues Brothers.
Right.
Sell me your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children. Mike, I wonder how much these are going for. Right here again, right in our backyard.
Yes.
Hey, Rob, do we have the Washington, D.C. music? Would you pull that out? This is a story from D.C.
Mm-hmm.
We do a national show, which is regionally syndicated coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on in some places and we're not on in other places.
Right.
One of the places we are on, we've always been on Washington, D.C.
Yes.
That's our home city.
We love it.
And whenever there's a story that involves our city, and especially involves Siamese twins.
Well, Siamese twins.
We want to spotlight on our city. Our home broadcast city.
Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C.
That's right.
It's a city of interesting people. On the shores of the good old Potomac.
Now, we'd be glad to play these songs for all of the cities that we broadcast to.
Yes.
Simply send them to us.
Please.
Very good. Send us your 1950s DJ jingles about
I
your
love
city.
It.
Summers are grand. The winter's fun in the capital city of the state.
And back then, there was no problem with the FCC
and traffic,
because everything was like this.
Super.
Okay, well, anyway, our hometown, our broadcast site in the news today.
Yeah.
Mike, yes, I'm so proud that it happened here. The first conjoined twin girls born at the National Naval Medical Center are in stable and healthy condition.
That's a good thing.
Good. I know you're wondering, the first question had to be like mine when I heard about this story. Where are they joined?
Yes, where are they attached?
Mm-hmm. You want to play a guessing game?
The head?
Oh.
I'll give you a couple of choices.
The hip.
The head. The hip. The back. The buttocks. Hold on. Or someplace. I'm giving it away. Someplace more intimate.
Really? Wow.
Well, kind of intimate. They're joined at the abdomen, which means that there are parts down there that are girl parts that they.
That's tough.
That they share. So that's. That's not as easy as as when they're joined at the head.
No, well, or when, maybe it's easier because you know those two that were joined at the head, they weren't able to separate.
Yeah,
that's
my
very
thought
hard.
Is that you get one of those nice, you know, one of those paper shredders.
I'm afraid it wouldn't be that easy.
One of those,
oh my God!
You know what I'm saying? One of those things you get a big block of paper and you go.
I don't think it'd be that easy, though.
Right. No. Anyway, it's local. Let me see. Their livers and their diaphragms are all both as one.
Wow.
Anyway, the current plan is to separate them in about 3 months.
Well,
so
I hope it works out well. Yeah.
We will follow them on our show.
You don't forget a thing like Siamese twins.
I believe they prefer to be called conjoined twins.
Uh-huh.
And hillbillies prefer to be called sons of the soil. But it ain't gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. Hey,
right here,
D.C. Siamese twins.
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I'm going to get political on your ass for a second, but bear with me.
Okay.
Before you make any statements here. If you think there's a conspiracy about the 2004 political presidential campaign, maybe you've heard of Skull and Bones. You know what this is?
It's the Yale University secret society,
right? With the secret handshake and everything,
and both George Bush and John Kerry. Yes.
Yeah, I almost said President Kerry. Both President Bush and maybe soon to be President Kerry.
Right.
They both
were members of this of this super scary club. They still won't talk about what goes on in the club. Now, for a while, the Democrats had been throwing out this stuff saying, Bush was in this crazy club, Bush was in this crazy club.
Right.
And then they found out Kerry is in this crazy club.
Mm-hmm.
So in August, here I have a copy of Meet the Press, just a transcript, where Tim Russert asks Kerry about the Bones Club.
Mm-hmm.
The same
Skull and Bones at Yale. Right.
Yeah. He says, what does that tell us? Kerry says, not much, because it's a secret. Then Russert says, is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code? And Kerry says, I wish there was something secret that I could manifest there. Then they get Bush on the show.
Right.
And they say to Bush, what's the club?
Yeah.
And Bush says, it's so secret we can't talk about it. Russert, obviously not realizing now at this point, that it's some type of, boys will be boys club,
yeah,
whatever
it is. Fraternity, I think.
Whatever it
like
is, Russert's not getting it. He says, what does this mean for America? The fact that both you and John Kerry, we're in this group that both of you refuse to tell us anything about. And he says, this quote from Tim Russert, the conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
Yes.
So here's
Russert.
I've done some research on this.
Then he had a potato.
founded in 1832.
Yes.
Skull and Bones has had fewer than 2,000 members. They're bonesmen.
Bonesmen.
And
that sounds interesting.
And bonesmen try to help other bonesmen.
Really?
Mike, I consider both of us, even though we're not in this club, I consider us to be bonesman.
Bonesman, absolutely.
And Buzz, you're a bonesman.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to think so.
And Rob?
Yes?
You're almost a bonesman. You're almost. A couple more years, you get up there. And let me see. It's called, they observe certain occult rituals.
I heard they dig up bodies.
Of the ruling class. Yeah, there's all kinds of stories that they do stuff like drink blood.
And the initiation is that they have to rob a grave.
Yeah, and that they dig, that they dig graves. And there's also a lot of the...
It's still very much active at Yale, too.
Pull down your pants and get paddled even stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
I think they do meet in a mausoleum or a windowless, creepy thing like that or something like that. Very dark.
So anyway, for a while they were saying that, you know, Bush was in this and then that Kerry's in it. And now they're both saying, well, it's nothing. Here's Rob, who maybe... Are we on up there? Where's Yale? Where's that? Connecticut?
New Haven, Connecticut, where my father was born, and his brother went to Yale, and his father went to Yale, and unfortunately...
Is that where it ended?
Unfortunately, they did not get in.
They were not bones.
Oh, they didn't?
That's not that they weren't bones. They were the wrong religion. Thank you very much.
I gotcha. And also, sadly, somewhere...
They've changed, they've modified, but I think back then, an Irish Catholic wasn't going to get in there.
Huh.
But wait a minute, Kerry's an Irish Catholic. Isn't he?
Or is he? Mike,
wait a minute. Maybe he is.
I thought he was Catholic.
You know, or maybe my uncle who's passed away and my grandfather who's passed away, maybe they were in it.
Is Kerry a Catholic?
I think he's a Catholic.
He's got to be. He looks so Catholic.
Is he the first Catholic candidate since Kennedy?
Yep. I think he is.
And his initials are JFK.
I'll double check. I'll do all my research. I apologize.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, John Forbes Kerry.
You know, I thought it was Fred.
It.
No.
I thought it was like John Fred and his Playboy band.
Forbes, like
I
money.
Thought it was, no, it's John Fred Kerry. Okay, I got you.
His Playboy band.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air.
Fellow bonesman.
Pardon?
I said fellow bonesman. I'm a bonesman like the rest of you guys.
I like that word. Hello, bonesman.
Anyway, I've done some reading up on the Skull and Bone Society also. A gentleman by the name of Alex Jones has done a lot of research on them. He's got one of the conspiracy theorist type websites out there. But
here's the question.
Sorry?
What do they do? Do they really dig up grave sites? Do they really drink blood?
I don't know about the blood drinking thing or how many grave sites they have dug up, but supposedly there is a skull of a famous Indian, and I can't remember what the name was.
Oh.
Native American.
I'm not kidding, but I think it might be Geronimo.
Yeah, You know,
hey!
I swear to God, I think it might be Geronimo.
Hold on a second. Where's my jingle? Hold on a second.
Don Geronimo.
If you look up Skull and Bones Spuzz on the internet, you might be able to find that.
Okay.
And they've got a huge... I've been to Yale a bunch of times because I'm from Connecticut. And,
show off.
Yeah.
I've been to Nova a couple of times because I drive past it.
It's funny because you said it and stopped there. Aren't you right? It sure did, Don. It sure
did. Well, I meant with the string of O'Maras and people in your family.
My father didn't go. My father didn't... they didn't have... it ended with my dad. He didn't go to Yale. But we used to go
to Yale. You could have kept the tradition alive, though.
I used to go to Yale Bowl all the time and watch football games all the time. And they have a big, like, mausoleum. This is not your average fraternity. They've got a huge building that's dedicated to this society.
Okay, so what I'm saying is...
it's a serious deal.
What I'm saying is, if both Bush...
But it's very secret.
If both Bush and Kerry are into this, then why wouldn't you vote for Nader? Vote for my man.
Oh, because I'm not.
I know you're not.
But I don't.
I know you're not.
If you got the list of people that have been in this society,
because I don't think Nader's been in that society, so he's safe. He's not been with the Night of the Living Dead.
You and Ralph Nader,
Mike.
Ralph Nader's a quack.
I know he is. He's my quack, though.
He's your quack.
Mike, I know you don't want to hear what happens on The Sopranos.
No, I don't.
But I cannot stop this information from getting to you. It has nothing to do with the plot.
No problem.
If you go to WWTS.com, you can bet on who will be the first member of The Sopranos to get whacked this year.
Wow.
Who do you think is the early season favorite?
Is this the last season? Have they said this is going
to
be
it? There's two more. 3-1. 3-1. Johnny Sack. 3-1, Johnny Sack is the early
Johnny
favorite.
Sack, which one's he?
Steve Buscemi? Or?
No, Johnny Sack is the other, like,
see, the guy that was
guy?
Married to the fat girl?
Exactly. Yeah. He's married to Jenny Sack, and they live
right here. I like Johnny Sack. I'd say Johnny Sack.
Yeah, he's...
Okay. His helper, Little Carmine, 7-2, and... Now, here's the surprising one. Adriana.
Yeah.
4-1 to be killed off.
Oh, I'd say that's good because she's talking to the feds, right?
4-1 to Adriana. Right. And if you're wondering, you can go and bet on this. Tony, you're nuts. 60-1. I would think the odds of Tony getting whacked. Although, here's a question.
Right.
When they say, we'll get whacked, Tony's been shot before. Tony's been in the hospital.
They've attempted to kill Tony.
So technically, was he whacked?
No, you're whacked when you're taken out.
You're dead.
Well, then I'd say the odds of that are 1,000,000 to 1 that
there's
they're not.
No way. I mean, they need Tony. I mean, Tony's part of the deal. And he signed a contract. Give me a break. Forget about it.
Spider-Man 2 will be out this summer. I'm happy because even though they haven't finished Spider-Man 2, mm-hmm. which is supposed to be out in a couple of months, they've already started working on Spider-Man 3.
As long as there is a scene in Spider-Man 2 where Kirsten Dunst is in the rain.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
I believe there will be.
And Gary Oldman will be in Spider-Man 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Spider-Man 3?
He's going to be Doc.
They're working on that, he just said.
They're working on 2 and 3?
Yeah.
Right.
Doc Ock is going to be in 2 and in 3. God, who is it? Is it the Punisher or... Oh, I don't know, but he's a great...
Who's the guy with all the octopusy thing? Is that Doc Ock?
That's Doc Ock.
Who plays Doc Ock?
Dr. Octopus. I don't know. I'm sure a listener will know.
I mean, I think it's a relatively famous, not a super famous guy.
But he's a heavy guy. I think
he's a heavyweight.
He's not fat, but he's heavy. Mike, oh, sad news. Oh, aww. Listen, Jimmy, let me just say, I'm going to have to speak in code right now. Uh-huh. I got a special message for all the Claymates out there.
Oh, really? What's happened to Clay Aiken?
Not just Clay, Mike.
What?
Papa Aiken is dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Papa Aiken. Vernon Grissom. Who was the father of pop singer Clay Aiken, died Friday. Clay Aiken sang in concert Monday night in Raleigh. Of course, he had been estranged from this man for many years.
Oh, okay, all right.
But still, it made the headlines.
Bye-bye.
Because Clay Aiken's dad is dead.
And it's a shame
they
were estranged.
There's a TV show, two gay things here. First, we had this on the show yesterday. Elton John, he is a gay. We know that.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about him getting married yesterday. His girlfriend, David Furnish, he and his girlfriend say that they're in favor of a gay marriage, but Elton John, who is a gay, will not have a gay marriage. He's for it.
Well, I thought he was going to have it. Yesterday, your story was that he was going to have it.
And now he's changed his mind.
Well, that's not fair. It's fixed.
He says, David and I are in favor of gay marriage. We have no plans to get married. So Elton John has changed his mind. Listen.
Well, I was looking forward to attending.
Yeah. Listen, women have that prerogative. They change their minds.
Throw a bouquet or a garter?
I don't know. David, a condom. Who knows? There's a show that's coming on, I think. It's on NBC. Here's a story that relates to it. The premise of the show on NBC, which to me sounds interesting, at least for one episode, or maybe it's CBS, I don't know. Anyway, it's a girl with a bunch of guys, and one of the guys is a homo. And
one guy's gay out of all the guys?
Yeah, one guy's a mo. Mm-hmm. And she falls in love, or she has to date one guy from the show. If the mo fools her, the mo wins $1 million. Right. Something like that. Now, along those lines, a girl from Wisconsin has $1 million riding on her ability to tell if a guy is gay or straight. This is the show.
Hmm.
The show is called Playing It Straight.
Oh, yeah.
She will meet 14 guys, and it's silly.
Only one of them is gay?
No, I had her on. You'd be a lot of homos. You'd be like half homo and half straight.
Right.
I like it better if it was a smaller number of guys and one gay guy. If she chooses a straight guy at the end of the show, they split the money. If she picks the homo gets the whole amount of money. She has her work cut out for her because the guys, and I've seen pictures of them, they are those type of guys that you would look at them and say,
I think he's gay.
Good looking. Or maybe if someone said to you, look at Buzz. And you would look at Buzz, you go, he's an okay-looking guy. He's hetero. What if somebody... But Buzz is one of those guys that could say... You could say Buzz is gay, and you would not necessarily... Buzz is not a put-down.
Like they said, no, I understand. It's just like they said in school.
Yeah, right.
What is your point about Buzz, that they look at Buzz...
It is
because I look at Buzz, I don't see a gay man until I look at his, like, T-shirt.
That's what I'm saying. We know Buzz, but if you see him when he's wearing one of his blouses or, you know, or some of,
right.
some of his goth costumes.
Or his lowriders.
Yeah.
Or his Jessica Simpson jeans.
Thank you.
You might think he's a mo, yeah. like back in high school, but we know
but, I mean, I'm looking right now, I get Buzz, like, from the shoulders up, and I couldn't think of a more heterosexual guy.
There you go.
No, I agree. He's entirely
but now watch when I stand up.
But there you go. Right. Faggot. Homo. Homo. Faggot. So, anyway, that's and it's on Fox. I got everything right. wrong. It's on Fox, not on CBS.
Well, of course it's on Fox.
Of course it is. And a show that was on Fox that they canceled. Uh-huh. I'm sure you've heard the story about the little show that could, the Family Guy, which we all thought was funny. Remember that cartoon?
Yes. Yes. Who was the voice of the Family Guy?
I don't remember, but we have so many tapes. We have the Scooby-Doo tape. We have the tape where Dick Van Patten beats up the kids on Eight Is Enough.
Sure.
Really funny show.
Mm-hmm. Eight Is Enough.
Here's the deal. The show's on Fox. They cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put it out on DVD in a box set.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes the biggest selling TV DVD box set of all time.
A cult favorite.
So, now the show is coming back.
Yay.
The brand new show will be on Cartoon Network.
Mm. Cartoon Network.
Oh, hold on a second. They're unsure.
Adult Swim.
The episodes will be on Fox first.
Oh, good.
And then on the Cartoon Network.
Oh, good. Tonight on Cartoon Network, Family Guy.
So it'll be on both of them, because I know a lot of people dig Family Guy. That's a
Glad
funny
it's
show.
Coming back because the box set sold so much.
What channel is that?
It's on Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network. Adult Swim.
Adult Swim.
There you are.
What kind of swim is that?
It's Adult Swim. Yes, all the children of the poor.
Well, we can get some help here if we go to a phone scan. Dave, who is Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2?
Tom Sizemore.
Is he really?
Yeah, see, he's not a big name.
No, but he's got, you know, some...
Isn't that the guy that's, like, being arrested for beating up Heidi Fleiss?
Has to stay away from her. Supposed to, anyway.
Yeah, but...
I thought it was somebody better. I thought it was... God, it's Tom Sizemore?
Tom Sizemore is Doc Ock.
Yuck.
Yuck! All right, thank you.
You're a very good villain.
We'll see you later. Thanks for the information. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Garrett from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Thank you for the bio. We don't care. What can we do for you?
I just want to say that my great-grandfather is actually in Skull and Bones.
Really?
Yes, and with the whole skull, that's actually Geronimo's.
Yep.
And it was dug up by President Bush's grandfather,
Prescott Bush. Dug up by who?
Prescott Bush, Bush's grandfather, and it's on display inside the crypt, supposedly.
That's the rumor that it was dug up and it's on display.
It's in the crypt in the lower chamber, actually, on display in a glass.
And you say your grandfather was in this group?
Yes.
Did he, like, drink blood?
Not that I know of.
Did he do that thing where they paddle you and say, yes, sir, may I have another?
Well, that's actually part of the whole ritual.
Did your grandfather talk about the ritual?
A little bit. He actually had a pin that he always wore that was, it had like a little skull and crossbones and so forth.
Right.
And
son?
And whatnot.
And sort of, actually, they would have to...
son?
Yes?
Do you have repressed memories about Grandpapa? Your opa?
Were you abused?
Your oompa? What was it that Jeremy called him? But it wasn't papa? My opa? Your opa?
So your grandfather or your great-grandfather?
Great-grandfather.
He went to Yale?
Yes.
And what, you decided to just buck the system, go in a totally different direction?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, we'll see you later.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye, you damn dummy.
I did it and whatnot.
Phone scan right here. Here we go. Lots more calls.
One of those Yaleys will be calling in.
Straight ahead. Get on the line to get on the air, kids. 877-365-3636 from America, Canada, 800-636-1067.
I did not choose to attend the school.
Your calls on the phone scan lie straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quick plug, Ola. I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops! Comics Constant Companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I started on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year, and that's good because that's how you establish a cult.
Right. The Don and Mike Show. Not just lowbrow, they're nobrow. Don and Mike.
We're unibrow, too. We now know that it was Al Molinaro.
I know.
Alfred Molina. Yeah, that guy. You know that actor. He was in a bunch of movies and a bunch of TV shows.
He'll be Doc Ock.
That's the guy who is Doc Ock, not Tom Sizemore.
And when you say Doc Ock, that's O-C-K?
Dr. Octopus.
Oh, Doc Ock.
O-C-K. See, because he's a guy who's in a metal suit that has, as I remember from the comic books, big octopus arms.
I saw the trailer where the big claws come down to the pavement. And
it's cool.
Very, very cool looking.
Is he a medical doctor?
He is, just like Gordon Liddy is.
And Gary Oldman was the other guy whose name came. He's a bad guy in the new Batman movie.
Right. That will start.
Well, we totally screwed that up then.
And other than that, it was fine.
And Gary Oldman in the Batman movie, the Batman's going to be Patrick Bateman, right?
Right.
Right.
And Alfred is going to be Michael Caine.
No. The new one's going to be Justine Bateman.
And Mike, here's maybe not good news for radio. I'm just bringing you the updates.
All right. Yes, very good.
You know how all these radio companies have the fines and, you know, like Infinity... Infinity loves saying, we respectfully decline to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Today was the day for Clear Channel Communications. Today, it was like they've sent them all of the past due notices.
Right.
And either today, you pay, or you go to court to fight.
Right.
Clear Channel Communications today wrote a check for $750,000 to the FCC.
Wow.
For Todd Clem, and said, they're real sorry.
Yeah. So they paid now. And that doesn't help our cause.
No. No. They paid. They were glad to write the check.
Apparently.
Thanks. Yeah. Glad to write it.
Thanks again, Clear Channel.
Thanks, Hogan. Hogan! Phone scan. Let's get to this at 877-365-36. 36. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, listen. Alfred Molina, that's right. That's the guy who's playing Doc Ock. But the guy, apparently, on the new Harry Potter movie is where Gary Oldman's going to be the bad guy next.
Wait, now, is it Batman or
it's Batman.
Harry Potter?
He's playing a character named Sirius Black on the next Harry Potter movie.
I'm sure this guy knows, and maybe he is, but we also know that
he's
Gary Oldman's
in Batman 3.
Maybe he's in three movies.
Spider-Man 3, not Batman.
Misspoke. Spider-Man. Let me see if I can get this straight, because I'm having trouble following now. if I'm to be correct here, Gary Oldman is going to be in Spider-Man 2, 3, Harry Potter, and Batman?
Spider-Man 2, Batman 3. Or no, I take it back. Spider-Man 3, Batman, whatever it is, they're starting over.
Batman 4 or 5?
But they're starting over. They're forgetting the first four.
And
who can ever forget them?
Well, I can't, and I know you can't, but no. I think the GP can.
Is it true that it's going to be Batman and the Sorcerer's Stone?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That'd be cool.
Radio God.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, did you find out what that noise was?
Well,
I was looking, and it can be a cat or it can be a bobcat, but there's also one other. It could have been Wacko Jacko in your back porch.
Yeah, Mike, I don't think so. I didn't see anybody.
Everybody's funny.
I think his rhinestones would have shown up.
Yeah, not high enough.
Bye, I'm running into the woods behind your house.
Everybody's funny.
Follow me, I'm a fairy. Don and Mike show, hello. Hello.
I'm a wood nymph.
Don and Mike the dumbass. Hello, Don and Mike spend the day talking to idiots.
Why not speak up and give it a try?
Hello, Don and Mike talk to slow-witted... Slow moving people.
Yoo-hoo!
Still on the line.
Hmm.
See, now I got the line wide open.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello?
No.
Where the hell have you been?
I don't know. I just didn't realize it was me.
Oh, come on. Come on, dumbass. I'm here for 5 minutes going, hello, dumbass. Hello, idiot. Hello, dope. Hello.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want?
I was just calling about.
Right. Yeah. F you. Just hung up on him. I don't care what he's talking about. Hello, Don and Mike show. Please, have some decorum. For goodness sakes. Come on, mind your manners. We're doing a radio show here.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, I know what that noise was behind your house. It was that fat cow, Lisa Remedy, looking for something to eat.
Hello.
There's a guy out there that really has a problem with the Leah a lot more than we do.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say that yesterday, I think, the funniest call we got was it a man or woman?
Asking whether she was
pregnant or not, and right. We said she was not pregnant. That's funny.
Yeah, that is very funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's funny than Michael Jackson being in the back of my house.
Hello. Amen to that, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi.
About Family Guy. You know the mother who pretty much sounds like Fran Drescher? She's a character on Mad TV, actually.
Which character on Mad TV? I mean, which actress?
She's
on Mad
one
TV?
Of the main women. I don't know what her name is.
It's very easy, because there's one I hate. Is it Stephanie Weir?
Oh, I hate Stephanie Weir.
I hate her.
He's wrong. The mother on the Family Guy is voiced by Gary Oldman.
Rob. Hello, Don and Mike.
Justin, we're seeing our way out of the weed.
That's funny. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, here we go. This is the Canada line's acting up now. I hate to indict an entire nation.
Hi,
hello.
We're speaking with you.
Don and Mike show.
We're talking to you. Please speak up.
Now, is there a problem with our equipment today, or is
it not scary quiet?
Is it the callers? Oh, listen to that, because I heard a click. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You will bow to me.
Pardon me?
Gillis Gilligan Griffin.
Who is this? Somebody's sampling.
What's it from?
It's the soundboard of Stewie, the baby on Family Guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, the baby on Family Guy, right.
Baby, little British baby.
Right, the baby that's always sitting in the high chair and saying adult things.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
What the hell's going on here?
For the love of God, you know what, Mike? I hate to give our listeners the benefit of the doubt.
I think we're having technical issues.
It is entirely possible that these... beautiful pieces of equipment are failing rapidly. Are failing us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I can hear you. Hey, listen, when are you guys coming to Vegas? Next week? Friday?
Yeah, we'll be there Friday.
What time are you getting in?
I think our flight arrives at, why would I tell you that?
What?
I'm a cab driver in Vegas. I'll pick you up.
You're a cab driver in Vegas? Are you going to come out to the show?
Yeah,
very good. That's good.
Cool. Well, listen, then let me speak to you off the air. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on. What's your first name?
Russ.
Hold on, Russ.
Yeah, you know, Don, I've been to Vegas before. That's not a bad arrangement, though.
Hey, Russ.
Cool cabbies there.
Hey, Russ, it's Don. Listen, your voice is not on the air. Here's what we're going to need. Not a simple cab. We're going to need... Now, I don't want, like, a Ray Lewis thing. I don't want...
Regular stretch.
We need a stretch. Okay, it's got to be filled with the various beverages.
Yes,
and you know what I'm saying about that it would be nice to have some company. Okay,
thank you, Don.
But it has to be company on a budget.
Okay, if you get what I'm saying?
Like free.
Yeah, free.
Somebody might be looking for a promotional mention.
Like maybe Ring Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Ring Girls.
Someone who enjoys
Ring
the show.
Ring Girls for free. See, because then the Ring Girls, what they do is they could play the ring toss with us in the car.
Absolutely.
And then they could get a plug on. Well, hold on a second.
I'll bring the rings.
Hold on a second. Get a bag on here.
Yeah, no need to put him on hold for that, Don.
Private conversation. Mike, you couldn't hear what he was saying.
Was he saying he could take care of it? You going to take care of it, sir?
No, come on, play along. He was saying he couldn't help us out at all, right?
Oh, right. Oh, that's too bad.
Right?
Yeah.
Hello, are you there?
Did you hang up on him?
I don't think so. Cab guy?
Hello?
Are you the cab guy from Vegas?
Russ? No, no, I'm not.
Oh, I hung up on him. Sorry, Mike.
What a great opportunity loss.
I'm sure another cab guy will call in.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Shore, guy with a car service,
mm-hmm.
with free girls.
You know, I don't get recognized for being on the radio nearly as much as you do. It doesn't happen to me all that often. In Vegas...
Well, because you don't walk around with a sign like I do.
In Vegas, a cab driver literally went bananas when I told him. And he really went crazy. And I think we have a core of listeners in Las Vegas that are very passionate.
Are we number one in cabs?
I think we are. I think we do very well in cab drivers.
Number one in cabs.
I love that. Because, you know, cabs are a big thing in Vegas.
Oh, I know. It's the only way to get anywhere. Hello, Don and Mike. It is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. And seriously, about that thing with the girls.
Yeah.
Really, it has to be free. Because my wife... won't even give me money to gamble. I'm going through a fight with my wife right now about how much money I can take to Las Vegas.
Well, I know yesterday you were talking about, like, you know, borrowing money from your friends when you're out in Las Vegas. I have a good feeling about your trip to Vegas for you.
You think so?
Not for me. In fact, I'm gonna be doing something uncharacteristic. I will not be leading the charge gambling.
Oh, but you'll follow. Come on, you love.
No, I mean I'll do it when I don't do it. That's you guys doing it a lot.
You're gonna be at that Wheel of Fortune machine.
Will you play the high dollar slots?
I will exclusively play high dollar slots.
Can I watch you?
You no.
Have I ever bought you anything?
No.
Wonderful.
You know
one?
What? I'll tell you. You know,
they'll let you rob his bald spot.
You know, here's the deal.
No, he doesn't have the bald spot.
I love
spot.
Gambling, and I love hanging out with these guys. And this will be a great road trip.
Yeah,
but the whole gambling thing. With no offense to either one of you guys.
Yeah.
The whole gambling thing with you, we discovered that, I think, in New Orleans. Is that where we were?
What's the problem?
At the Final Four?
What's the problem with us in gambling?
You two are very, very different about gambling.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
What do you mean, me and Rob?
Yeah.
Say yes. What?
No, you just, you're not into it. You're not really into gambling.
I'm totally into it.
You weren't into it in the on the trip down to the Final Four.
$80 in four hands, and yeah, I lost interest real quick because we had a $20 minimum.
See, it's that attitude. It's that attitude.
As I recall, what happened was when we went to New Orleans, Rob had his own personal little windfall, but I had a windfall too, and I thought. I got like $500.
Yeah, I know, but
so I quit.
The difference is though, you don't gamble like I do. It's gambling because you're risking everything you have.
Yeah, I know.
And you guys, you guys like you know, win your two hands of you know, canasta, whatever you do.
No,
and then you just want to quit.
It's a $5 table.
And I could go all night. I could be there for 5 hours. And but you know, this time around,
yeah,
I'll do all the other fun things you want to do.
Well, that's all I want to do.
You want to gamble?
Yeah, I mean, what else is fun?
But you're not being allowed to gamble. You're not being allowed to bring a lot of money.
That is being debated with my wife. I told her, if you won't put the money in my account, I'll have to be one of those schleps that goes to the machine and pays like 100% interest to get money off the Visa card.
I did that last time. I got a credit card.
Oh, I think she's going to give me the money. See, the amount of money that I want is not in the stratosphere of the amount of money that you play with.
Well, I was looking forward to it until about 3 weeks ago. And now I'm not looking forward to it nearly as much.
All right, my fault. I know. I said it. My fault.
No, did you take that personally?
Yes, I did.
It's not directed at you. Hey, come on now. It's directed at them.
Kidding, Mike. Kidding.
Them.
I know them. Hey, are you still there, darling?
The powers that be.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Well, I was listening to you yesterday. I didn't get a chance to call in. I just basically wanted to set the record straight that the reason that Howard Stern is afraid of you is because you can do your show clean and he can't. He has no show.
You know, in fairness to Howard, really, I don't think Howard Stern is afraid of us. I really don't.
Oh, my God, yes, he is, because you could do it clean.
No, honey, here's the thing. He's really...
he's not afraid of us, but it's awfully, Jesus, not hypocritical. It's a lie for him to get on the radio and say he doesn't know who we are, and then in the same breath say we're the clones that are going to take his job when he gets fired.
Right.
So it's obviously a case of him knowing exactly who we are, and this is how we positioned ourselves.
Right.
You know, let's see how the chips fall. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens.
Well, Howard's got a lot of chips.
Yeah, he's got a lot more chips than we do. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Don.
Yeah, Mike, too. Hi.
Mike, my man. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Mike,
I'm
my
at
man.
My
get out of town.
Dad's shop. Okay?
You met who?
They're at the Cayman Islands.
Hold on, old man. Hold on. Wait a minute.
You met who?
What?
He said,
my dad's shop.
Will you just start again? Will you start? You just said, my dad's shop. And what? You're not making any sense.
Did he say he met somebody?
No, I'm at. I think he's at. What he said.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're at the Cayman Islands. They're on a cruise ship. Get this. Don, this was directed at you.
This guy's loaded.
No, hold on.
Yeah, I got a buzz on.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're at Grand Cayman.
What,
right?
What's that, drunky drunk?
I've been there. Yes, I love it there.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Well, go figure. I'm a mega Packer fan.
See.
And
can you hold on just a second?
Just
put him on hold for a second. We're going to put you on hold for just
okay,
a second.
All right, hold on a second.
Because I really think we have got an absolutely perfect example. This is a textbook example of a drunk guy talking.
Yeah.
And just pay attention to how scattered he is.
Okay.
He's gone from my dad's shop, Cayman Islands. You're a Packer fan, right?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Hi.
Go ahead. What can we do for you?
Well, I was going to give it, we're still on phone scan, right?
Yeah.
Phone scan right now.
Well,
sure.
I had a story. Well, I was going to ask Don about a Spider-Man.
It's six now.
Six topics.
All right.
Six. Which one would you like? Mike has picked six topics thus far that you've brought to the table.
Would you like me to choose one for you?
Yeah.
Or Mike, why don't you review his choices?
All right, here, you started out with your dad's shop. You weren't going to talk about that. Hold on a second. Wait, no. Just listen, sir. Just listen. Listen for a second, okay?
Hold on.
Are you there?
Uh-huh.
All right, you started with your dad's shop.
Okay.
Then you mentioned the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, that's where
they're at. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Then you mentioned Don's a Packer fan.
Yeah.
And we put you on hold after that, and when you came back, you talked about Spider-Man.
That's four
topics. I was giving them two more.
What one thing did you really call to say?
Well, they're on a cruise ship.
Who is?
Cruise ship 5.
My dad.
And what are you drinking today?
Right now, Milwaukee's Best Ice.
Milwaukee's Best. Milwaukee's Best. May I say something in this current climate that I hope is not deleted?
Uh-huh.
My friend, can I tell you that God blessed you with a brewery of your own? If you want a beer, the quality of Milwaukee's Best, walk into any local men's room and fill her up.
And that would be a 5, right? He's on 5 subjects now?
At least, or 6.
Where are you calling from? What city?
I'm not going to say. I'll get in trouble.
You won't.
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Downtown.
Downtown Sacramento.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. Mike's got a message for you. Hold on. Give me a second here.
Please.
This is a personal message to you, sir.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Anyway, they're on this cruise ship, right? In Cayman Islands.
Right, we got it.
They didn't even know. They just went on a cruise, and
what?
A bunch of Packers were there.
Okay.
Leroy was there. I talked to him on the phone. Blah 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 blah. But I wanted to ask you, where does Superman get his powers from nowadays, Don?
It's a good question, but what does that have to do with
you? Come on. It's phone scan. I can talk about anything I want.
Yeah, you can.
This guy's too great. He's drunk. Something to do with the Cayman Islands.
And
something
his parents
with his
met
parents.
A bunch of Packers.
And then,
I'm sitting
how does
here
Superman,
where does Superman get his power from?
Watching videos, my dad's videos that he hides from Mom, that he copies. Big T movies. I'm sitting here watching them at his desk.
Drinking.
Acting like I'm working. Yeah.
Yeah. Superman gets his powers from the sun.
Not happy with
weak.
That? You seem disappointed.
How long does Spider-Man's webbing last?
I don't know. I just read the comic books. I don't know how long. It lasts long enough for them to be all tangled up until the cops get there.
Yeah, what happens if their mouth is covered with the webbing?
then they're not able to speak.
Or breathe.
Breathe!
Yeah, right.
Spider-Man could have killed a bunch of burglars and he didn't even know.
Do you think maybe your dad's doing that right now to your mom?
I doubt it. I got a phone ringing here.
I'm supposed to be working.
Why don't you go take that phone call?
With his web, right?
I'm phone scan winner.
No, you're not the phone scan winner.
Not a chance.
I think your mom's the winner, though.
Oh, absolutely.
And dad. Let's share that equally, my friend.
When you were born, your mom was the big winner. You were a prize.
Who's the prize?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Person on that other phone's a winner.
Bye.
I called Don and Mike today.
I heard that buzz.
Is anyone else in the air traffic control tower with you?
Thank you for calling Mr. D-Bag.
Hey, why are you guys banging on me?
I can't imagine why. I'm not mad at you.
I love you. You're great.
Milwaukee's best.
Right.
Webbing!
And go, Pack, go!
And Sacramento.
Take care, Thirsty.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
See you in the Caymans.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Morgan. I'm from Stephen City.
Hi there.
Hi, I just want to tell you guys that you guys are awesome. Like, Howard and Elliot are being freaking babies about all of this. They're freaking crying every morning, and it's just ridiculous.
Amen. All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you very much for your support.
Nice words. You're right. We're great. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
I mean, listen, every once in a while you just got to say it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Rob writes down, you know, her name was Morgan. Rob writes down, Harry Morgan.
Harry, of course.
Bye, young lady. Thanks for the kind words.
Or was she Harry?
Huh?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You don't know.
Who knows?
You never know.
I bet she's very...
Very.
Harry.
Very.
Morgan.
You're feeling dangerous today, aren't you?
No, I bet she's a big Harry Morgan fan.
Very into Harry Morgan. Tiptoeing through the days.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you guys doing?
I mean, God, I would have said that in 1985.
I know you would.
I think we can get away with that in 2004.
Sure.
I hope. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hi.
Come on! I have something to tell Mike.
Okay, ready? Start.
John Kerry is not...
La, 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 la.
Why'd you say la 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 la?
I just felt like messing with the guy. Because it took so long. He's not Irish Catholic.
He's Jewish.
John Kerry is not Jewish.
His last name is Cohen. They switched it when his grandfather came over from Europe. I swear to God.
So you can't...
I haven't read that.
I swear to God. He commented on it 2 or 3 years ago.
You're not going to, though, because I can tell you got the look on your face and you're not going to be able to help
I can't
me.
Prove him wrong. Let me check into it.
Let me just
ask Rob. True. K-O-H-N.
Okay, hold on. Rob?
Yes?
John Kerry. A Jew or not?
No.
All right, there you go.
Well, Rob doesn't know what he's talking about.
He came out of a church with ashes on his forehead, so he's converted at some point.
I want to tell you, if people have a gift. That is Rob's gift.
I don't think he's Jewish.
He is Jewish. No, he's not. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you there?
Hey, yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, a long time ago, Don, you were looking into getting a Packer casket. Remember that?
Yes, I do. And what happened? The funeral home in Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm in Green Bay right now, so I'm asking.
They sent me the stuff, and I showed it to my wife.
Too expensive. What is it, $8,000?
Well, I could have gone to the one that was $5,000.
What was missing?
Well, it had the G on both sides as well as on the top.
And also pigskin inside.
And also, no, it's not pigskin inside. It's green and gold velour.
Green and gold velour?
Like what you would see like at Caesar's Palace. Oh, yeah. The Poconos.
Oh, that's amazing. Can anybody call and get a...
Yes, we had the lady on the air that day. I mean, they're expensive.
Yeah, I know. You didn't say what the name of the company was, though, that day.
The name of the company is...
DA Incorporated.
Yeah, I don't know. Dumbass. I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
And before you get a Packer casket, you might want to get that Packer tractor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
The name of the company is Viacom.
There you go.
Call Viacom and ask them about the Green Bay Packer caskets. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, the other day you guys were talking about Moe's. I have a great Moe for you that you forgot about. Moe Szyslak.
Moe Szyslak? Oh, right, from The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Oh, that's right, the bar owner.
Right, but we were just playing the Moe game. Or were we playing the Moe game, or were we talking about Moe as
a homo? We were playing the Moe game for a while there.
Ah, should have had that one.
Here's your beer, homo.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, Radio God?
We're doing great, thanks.
the mother from Family Guy is Alex Borstein from Mad TV. Seth MacFarlane does the father, and then Seth Green does the son, Chris.
Wow, do you see how much people know about this? Man, the Family Guy is hot.
The show and that was... Mila Kunis, the chick from that 70s show, is the daughter.
Okay, he's got a piece of...
Good heavens, no.
Please, you find out about Carrie, Buzz?
I did indeed, from a good source. It says John Carrie is descended from two of Boston's oldest families on his mother's side. His paternal grandfather was a Czech-Austrian Jew who had converted to Catholicism and emigrated to the U.S.
Then the guy was spot on. The guy was right on.
Wait, yeah.
Not really, because the maternal line determines the Jewish faith.
So his paternal grandfather
it's true.
Was a Jew who converted to Catholicism.
Thank you, Harris Bewack. Thank you, Harris Bewack.
My God, you're scary. You are scary.
Don't worry, my friend. You speak the truth.
That's right.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
God help us all.
Hello. Hey, we're just looking for a last caller here. Hello.
Every day I thank God for the Don and Mike show.
Well, now, ain't that wonderful? That's all you want from God, and that's what he gives you.
Thanks a lot, Tiny.
There you go. What? Listen, what's your name? Hold on, you're the last caller. You're a prize winner. What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
Spokane,
Washington. Beautiful.
Steve, can I ask a personal question?
Yeah.
Well, what are you weighing at?
I'm heavy.
Just give me a ballpark.
Shock.
Round it off to an even number.
About 250.
250. Very good. Very good.
250. You won the Curb Your Enthusiasm prize pack with a box set of Curb Your Enthusiasm. See it at its new time Sunday night at 10, right after the season premiere of The Sopranos. That's only on HBO.
Why don't you send him some of his favorite cheese, too?
What's that?
What's your favorite cheese?
Swiss, I guess.
Swiss. Yeah. Okay, you got it. Thanks
for making me laugh.
Thank you. Enjoy your cheese.
Yeah.
And the Larry David thing. When we come back, we'll try something that we used to do before every once in a while that was great fun, that I still think can be great fun, even with all these new stupid FCC restrictions.
Very good.
All right, so stay tuned for action.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Also, in
you've got the dirt.
This big program, Don and Mike, who are down at WJFK, I actually know these guys.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to do it on you?
I'm hoping they've forgotten. So anyway, they'll be with us. Plus, we're going to include your phone calls, and it's T-Shirt Tuesday. Where's the T-shirt?
Do they know that seriously that you were like the next David Letterman, that they handpicked you and they gave you a daytime show, but then they found out you were a bit too caustic for blue-haired ladies during the day?
We want you to know, Steve, we are rooting for you, man. We are pulling for you. There's not a day that goes by where we don't want to see you succeed, baby.
So we're not going to talk about butter?
We're out of time.
Hey, Don and Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, goddammit, you're taking us off?
I'd like to have you back, but I think you're not going to... By the way, we should point out that when Don and Mike from WJFK and much of the world were with us just a couple of minutes ago, we had to say goodbye real fast. That's because we have got the very latest in digital equipment, and they run commercials at a certain time, whether we're through talking or not. So
right.
That's why we got a little cut off.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, it was delightful to have them with us.
The Don and Mike Show.
It was so delightful.
Mildly cross-eyed, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It was so delightful they never asked us back.
Huh. Thanks, weather guy.
A local TV note.
Yes.
Hey, Gervier, baby. You want some love? Call the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We love you long time, Gervier Dinza.
We do.
Being pushed out of Channel 9 here in D.C.
No.
Yeah, it was in the newspaper today because Tracy Neal, who incidentally is just exquisite.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with her either. She's moving to Channel 9 from Channel 5.
Are they going
to
keep Gervier in any capacity over there?
Or? I believe they are putting her out to pasture.
Oh, that's not nice.
And
wrong.
And the story that I read said... that the new anchor lady from Channel 5 can't start like for 6 months. So the lady that we've had on our show, Gervier, she has to just sit there and do the news every night knowing she's going to be canned.
And remember, you can't spell Gervier without Gurr.
Yeah. And Gurveer, I know you've listened to this show.
I hope she stays. I hope she stays in the market and doesn't go to another market.
Watch you on Channel 9.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to watch you in another channel. And think about it, honey. Grow that hair. Grow that hair. Get rid of the Peter Pan haircut.
I mean, either way.
I love you, but I'd love you with longer hair.
You know, she could experiment. She could borrow a wig from another Channel 9 employee.
from J.C. Hayward. J.C. Hayward, who also has a serious speech impediment.
You think so?
Yep.
Super.
Yep, I do think so.
That's right. You were drinking the poison.
Anyway, Gravier Dinza from Channel 9, if you're listening, perhaps someone will tell her. Darling, we love you. Call us.
We love you, Gravier. Good luck.
We'd love to talk about what you're going through. Yeah. Now, a game that we've played on this show, everybody loved and always has loved, the 1-900 medical information game.
I love that game.
And frankly, when looking at these new rules, I was thinking, well, this is something that's just gone forever.
Yeah.
Because the fun was coming up with the ones that gave us the weird explanations. Basically, what it is, it's a 1-900 number where you call, and I have a book here that you press in a four-digit number, and it tells you everything you need to know about a medical ailment. It's like WebMD.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, the trick is, if I give Mike two numbers and I give Buzz two numbers, can they pick the medical ailment, the malady, that's the funniest?
Right.
And if it's funny, you continue to the next round.
Absolutely.
So keeping in mind that a lot of these categories that we had used before, you know, I'm talking about stuff like impotence, P.E., even I would have to say,
gosh, a lot of these are so good, I don't even know if I can read them anymore.
Personally transmitted diseases.
Yeah, those are
kind of out.
Those are out. Well, you know, here's the question. You know, do you want to push the system on gonorrhea?
Why not?
You know, I mean, the problem is not saying gonorrhea.
No, it's actually hearing the explanation.
Which is the funniest part.
That's right.
So, but we can't do that. I've got enough, Mike, that perhaps I'll be able to mix some of the old with some of the new.
Very good, I'm ready.
So, Mike, now keep in mind, here's how we play the game. This is just an exhibition. I'll give Mike two different numbers that are both ailments. He has to pick the one that is the funniest.
I'm very good at this.
Yes, you are. Before I dial the numbers, I will tell you that your first two, and you can't lose on the first one, Mike. This is how we get you in the carny world. Your first two choices are 4727 or 6720. Hold on, let me dial the number.
6720. That would be your choice? Yep. Wow.
Okay. That's your starting. Now, if the next one is funnier than that one,
6720.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Hi, darling.
If you would like to continue this message in English, press 1.
Why do I have to do that? I'm in America. Why do I have to do that?
Right.
Please listen carefully to the following options.
Okay.
To reach our Health Information Library, press 1 now. Welcome to Inova Health Sources Health Information Library.
Here we go.
This information is intended to...
Mike, what was your number?
6720.
Health issues and service.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Here's your starting point.
Exhibitionism.
Okay.
Exhibitionism involves exposing one's
genitals. All right. Okay. All right. We got it there. So now the next one has to be funnier than exhibitionism.
Wow. Okay.
Mike, your two choices... Hold on, trying to find one.
Funny, you know, kind of funnier than we thought at first.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. You can either go for 4734 or 4419.
I'm going to go with 4734.
It's sexually aroused.
And you want it to be funnier than...
Exhibitionism.
Okay, hold on. Let me see how to go back to the main menu.
4734.
Back up, jump, repeat, go. Okay, 4.
Sexual contact.
Here we go.
Enter your four-digit topic number.
What's your code?
4734. You chose the one I like.
Funnier than...
Exhibitionism.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Pinworms. Pinworms are small, curved worms.
You know, in this particular circumstance, we don't have exhibitionism. Yeah.
Not funnier. Buzz.
Yes.
Here's your chance.
All right.
And we have so few choices that now I can't tell you what the other ones were.
Or threadworms. They most often occur in children between the ages of 5 and 14.
All right. This is education. Nothing wrong with this.
Dangerous, but can be irritating and lead to skin infections due to scratching.
Buzz, your choices are...
All right.
7-8, 7-5.
Uh-huh.
or
at night to lay her eggs.
4195
is irritating.
I'm going to go with 7875.
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
7875.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Sex in the later years. Sexual activity is likely to change.
Okay, now that's a pretty strong one, Buzz.
Sex in the later years.
That's a pretty strong one.
All right, I think we can beat it.
All right, Buzz, here are your next two choices.
Uh-huh.
But
what was that?
There are positive and negative changes.
Yeah. Right. 4-3-3-6 or 5-4-1-3.
Older adults.
I think I'll go with 4-3-3-6, please.
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
4-3-3-6.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Mm-hmm. Shingles. Also
not funnier than
not as
sex.
Not as funny.
So we both came up short on that one.
Same virus.
All right, I'm going to have to make it now. So one of you guys is the winner to play against one of our listeners.
All right.
I'm going to get two with these new standards funny ones.
Mm-hmm.
One of them will be funnier than the other. Let's see.
Emerge as shingles.
Shingles.
Shingles affects only the area of the...
Mike? Nerve. Would you like... There will be two choices. Mike gets to go first because he has his name on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, would you like 6714 or 4734?
Shingles are not contagious.
6714 or what?
Normal immune system.
Oh, boy.
Or 4734.
Right. No, 4734 is pinworm. I know that.
When the virus reaches the skin...
Hold on a second.
That's right.
4727.
Only one side of the body.
I'm going to go with 6714.
The rash and... Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Compulsive gambling.
Yeah.
Many people enjoy gambling once in a while.
Not really funny.
That's funny for you.
Funny for me, because it's true.
The difference between social drinking.
All right, Buzz, yours is funnier than compulsive gambling, you'll play against the listener.
All right.
For the gambler,
Buzz, your two choices are... Let me turn this up for Mike.
People who become pathological gamblers are often highly competitive, energetic, easily...
Because it's just got to be funnier than compulsive gambling, right?
On the approval of others.
Your choices are...
As a result,
7532...
Suffer from pathological gambling.
Or...
More likely to seek treatment.
Give me a moment.
How can you tell...
Or...
You care about may have crossed the line...
7555.
Ooh, tough choice. I'm going to say...
To stop or cut back.
7555.
Got to be funnier than compulsive gambling.
I understand.
I'd
say he's got a great chance.
Number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Pronated foot.
Pronated foot, not funnier than compulsive gambling.
No.
So that the inner
Mike, congratulations! Thank you!
I
backed in.
And now you see...
I backed in.
We can isolate that, too. Now you see how to play the game.
Yes.
Are you ready to play against one of our listeners, Mike?
Am I?
Go get him.
Pronated foot.
Hello, Rebecca. Oh, hold on. Let me turn this back on. Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi, honey. Where are you calling from?
From Pasadena, Maryland.
Beautiful. You listening on Live 105?
Yes.
Love to hear that.
You'll
be playing for Ozfest tickets.
Because of the
Mike, would you like her to pick?
Yeah, she can go first.
Okay, here are your choices. Let me find some. Hold on a second.
Such as ankle and Achilles tendonitis.
You give her two and you give me two, right?
Yeah. All right. Her choices are...
People who have excessive pronation are...
6-7-4-7
to overuse injuries.
Or...
And tendonitis.
6-7-7-5
will not go away.
What is your choice?
We're most likely, I'm going to go with
a sign of overpronation.
6-7-4-7.
Shoe wear.
Here we go.
The inside of the shoe. Your call is now being connected.
Oh,
hold on.
Not hang up.
Oh dear.
Hold on a second. Ay. Wait a minute.
Oh dear. What's happening now?
Now we're being connected to somebody to talk about this. Oh, Christ, this is not...
This isn't fun, guys.
No, this is a mess. We can't talk to these people on the air.
No, we can't do that.
Hold on. I'll just pick it up off the air.
Right.
What was the topic?
Pronated foot.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, no, I hear you, honey. I'm talking to somebody on the phone. Hello?
Stand by. We're trying to get out of this.
Hello?
Oh,
hold on. I got it.
Oh, good. A menu choice, maybe.
Hold on. My foot? My pronated foot is killing me. How do I get back to the main menu, honey? Darling, I'm calling a medical information line. Hey, would you like to be on the radio? Was that yes or no? That was. Now, do you mean no really meaning yes? Because I know sometimes that's how it works. No, that's she just hung up.
Oh, she hung up.
All right.
So we have to call all over again?
Yeah, but I'll be fast getting.
What's your name, Rebecca?
Yes.
Rebecca, what's your favorite cheese?
What's my favorite cheese? I guess extra sharp.
Extra sharp cheddar?
Yeah.
Atta girl. Rob is applauding that cheese, and so am I.
Health Information Library.
Damn fine cheese.
Would
it
like
is.
To continue this message in English?
Of course I would.
Please listen carefully.
Oh, that's
the following option.
Extra sharp cheddar. Oh, they're all
to reach
good.
Our health
stands alone.
To reach our Health Information Library, press 1. Welcome to Inova Health Sources Health.
Rebecca, you picked what, 6747?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing instructions.
6747.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Everyone has bad dreams at times.
Okay.
If they happen.
Oh,
bad dreams.
It is
you. You didn't get a funny one, Rebecca.
Such a sweet lady. It's going to be a shame to knock her off. But there could be a less funny one than nightmares.
Over and over again.
Mike?
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Well, okay, keep them crossed. Mike, do you want...
You tell if you have this disorder. You may
4355
over with nightmares.
45413.
Very frightening. The nightmares usually
4355 please.
Security or your self-image. Good you remember the nightmares in detail. Enter your four-digit topic number,
What's
please.
The number you want, Mike?
I want 4355.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Liposuction. Liposuction is one of the most
not the funny one
surgery techniques.
What was the other one I gave you?
5413.
Enter your four-digit...
5413.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Laxative abuse. That would be
good. Yeah, well, that means she wins, right?
Who uses laxatives?
I would, or is it a tie?
It's a tie, and I want her to get the prize.
All right, let's just do one more.
Yeah.
All right.
Include enough fiber or water in their diet.
Okay, let's see. Mike?
Frequent bowel movements.
Please choose between... Well, never mind. You know, I'm looking through the book. Yeah. Mike, you like 7612 or 4512?
Oh, hold on a second. 7612.
Drain the body. Enter your four-digit code.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Flat feet.
Oh, no, come on.
Natural.
I haven't had one funny one.
The definition of...
There are funny ones.
Is a
well, what's 4512?
Present.
Hold on.
In the entire soles of the feet. Enter your...
What was the other number? 4512.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Double vision.
Hold on, that's
the
not the right one.
The brain receives different images.
Hold on.
Enter your four-digit...
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
There you go.
Bleeding gums.
That was the wax.
Sounds like they got a computer voice.
Bleeding gums.
What is a pronated foot?
It's upside down.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, Rebecca, you ready to go? Who's going? Is Rebecca going? Are you?
Well, let's see if Rebecca can get something that's funnier than
upside down foot.
And may not be known.
All right.
Hey,
Rebecca.
Uh huh.
Okay. Here you go. Your choices are
gums.
Flat feet.
4412 or 7731.
Developing gingivitis.
Let's go with 7731.
Enter your four-digit topic number.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Feet. What is normal for children?
Not funnier than flat feet.
Not funnier than flat feet.
What was the other one? What was the other number?
The feet male.
Well, it was 4512, I thought, but that was double vision.
No. I just gave her. I just gave her two of them.
Oh, yeah, 4412.
Let me see what that was.
Enter your four-digit.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Constipation.
Yeah.
Had a winner there.
There you go.
Had a winner there.
Well, everybody was. We were all doing badly in this game today.
Let me just say, Rebecca. I guess you still win the Ozfest ticket.
Cool, thank you.
Okay, a pair of pit tickets right in front of the stage. There's no front row at Ozfest, so you'll be there with Ozzy, Judas Priest, Slayer, Slipknot, and my favorite, Hatebreed. Nissan Pavilion, July 18th, and you have dinner for two at Hooters. Everybody, check out Hooters new menu items and go to Ticketmaster locations and NissanPavilion.com to get your OzFest tickets.
And wear some shoulder pads if you're going to be in that pit. You don't want to get pronated foot.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
You know, see, even with the new standards, we can still play.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. For instance, not that anybody wants to know, but for future reference,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I got some pretty good ones here that are actually quite tame. Hold on, turn that off for a second.
And not related to any disorders or disease.
How about 6724?
6724.
To your four-digit topic number.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Gender identity disorder.
There you go.
While growing up, most people have a case.
You know, in a way, almost funnier when they're the nice, you know, gender, you know. I like when they have the medical term.
Right.
Gender identity disorder.
Your brother do. A boy may...
Daddy, why are you wearing a dress?
Sister's friend.
Enter your four-digit topic number.
What's this one?
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Sadism. Sadism is a sexual disorder.
And I got one last one.
Sadism,
all right.
Is a...
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
Oops, disorder.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Spouse abuse.
Oh, dear.
Yes, what,
Robbie? Why?
Sounds like it's just Rob.
Relationships are not an exception. Race does not make a difference. Income does not protect people from spouse abuse. Well-educated people can abuse and can be abused.
There we go. Too much going on now, Billy.
We've got a lot going. A lot of plates spinning.
We've got this guy going.
Husbands or boyfriends. Nearly 4,000 die each year. In the United States, a man beats a woman.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz
disorder. He made it up.
Hey, the good news is the game lives.
Yes, it does. Yay. It's alive.
The game makes the cut. Buzz, what is your lead story? I hope there's no breaking news because we don't have the breaking glass sound effect.
I'm pleased to report there is no breaking news.
Woo! Okay, what's the lead today?
Just this, that the governor has second thoughts about gay marriage.
Oh,
maybe it's because of all those pictures that were taken.
Hey, did you hear she's on a jury somewhere? She got called for jury duty?
Maria? I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the second story.
Hey. Don't I have egg on my face? Stay tuned, everybody.
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Right.
Stay tuned. For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
See, you know what? We didn't have the meeting today, I didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Okay.
It happens.
Mike, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Happily cruising aboard the rudderless ship, Don and Mike.
Damn straight. Time for Buzz's News Now. Guy's show is brought to you by Vernac Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested. Taken from Buzz. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax 1-888. Try VMAX.
I'm soaking in it.
Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Arnold Schwarzenegger has softened his stand on gay marriage,
Baby-softened. I'm a baby-softened guy.
And you did it.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Even though it goes against President Bush and the Republican Party. Arnold had to back away from his opposition a little. He is, after all, governor of California.
No, Buzz, please. California.
Think cauliflower. California. And his new position, it's okay with him if it's okay with the courts. Quoting Arnie, I have no problems. Let the court decide. Let the people decide. That's the law. But if the people want to overrule it, that's fine with me, end quote.
You know, I hope somebody out there runs tape, someone listening to us in California, mm-hmm. who has certainly more time than I do. I don't know why it is that I see things on TV and never think to tape them myself. What?
Hey, mother. There you go, Rob.
So, I'm watching the Channel 4 News in Southern California.
Right.
And they were doing Arnold, whatever that proposition, mm-hmm. whatever the number, it passed.
Right.
So he was happy about it.
Yes, mm-hmm. a victory for him.
And
Rubando.
They showed him at giving a speech, and he said there was some guy who I guess had been opposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say his name is Mike O'Mara.
Right.
And Arnold said, so Mike O'Mara is like my Danny DeVito twin. So now, even though we are not alike, we are twins. And then you hear the audience go into hysterics.
Sure.
This is a concept that they can understand.
They recognize well, it's the that. Simple mind. Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah, right. Well, see,
he is the candidate of the simple mind.
It's like with Jay Leno and the Bright Colors. It's, oh, hold on a second. Danny DeVito didn't look like you in that movie, but you were still brothers. You thought this. Oh, yeah!
We get it!
Bravo,
yeah,
idiots!
Yeah, dummies!
Yeah, dummies!
And then he said, now everyone go home and vote for the guy with red hair on American Idol.
And what was that? What was the proposition? To allow stupid people to get more driver's licenses? What was that? Something that they all cheered about?
It had to do with bonds to get California out of its financial
California.
Mess.
Wasn't about Barry, was it?
No, nor James. James Bonds. More than 3,300 gay couples have been wed in San Francisco since that city decided to overrule the law. The fight goes...
Good heavens, no.
Yes.
Too many Moes.
Fight goes to the California Supreme Court tomorrow.
Too many Moes.
That's right, and Bobby and Barry Bond.
The state's first lady, meanwhile, is doing jury duty. Now that Maria Shriver's been kicked off NBC for being a politician's wife, she has more free time.
Make sure you wear a skirt.
Hey, I ruined that story for you. Sorry,
no,
guys.
Not at all. You want to guess other stories? I thought that might be fun.
No, come on.
Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Wearing eyeglasses and a smart pantsuit.
Pantsuit, hey!
Maria showed up.
No, she's never supposed to leave the house.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
999, don't leave the house.
And in pants, which Arnold doesn't like, I understand.
Right, no pants for women.
She showed up at a federal courthouse yesterday with her reporter's notebook. She's part of the jury for a man who's suing a ladder company after he fell and lost his right arm.
I'll be back in a jiffy, Buzz.
And speaking of courtroom things, the Martha Stewart jury has not reached a verdict yet. They're still deliberating. So you'll know.
You want to bet on that? I still think...
I say she's going to be found guilty.
Because on Friday, they got her off.
The biggest charge.
She got off, man.
Yeah, I know she did.
Boy, did she get off.
Hey.
But anyway, that was one of the five charges was dropped.
Right.
So there's still four left. I still think she's going to walk.
I think she's going to be found guilty.
Buzz?
I think she will be found guilty of something.
One evening, as Buzz waits for his dad outside the science hall, he suddenly sees a familiar face.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And there he was.
All right. Robbie, what? Guilty or innocent?
Oh, I think she's going to get the chair.
Get the chair.
Shut up. A boy can dream. President Bush is taking some heat for his new re-election campaign commercials. The first three released yesterday feature images of 9/11. In New York, some of the families of some of the victims say the president is exploiting the loved ones they've lost.
Gee, do you think?
Quoting one widow, it's a slap in the face of 3,000 people. Quoting a man who lost his daughter on one of the doomed airliners, that's just some ad agency's attempt to grab people by the throat. One spot shows human remains being lifted out of ground zero. Quoting that flight attendant's father, how heinous is that? That's somebody's loved one.
But that's okay. In today's society, that's okay.
I see what you're saying.
You can't say BM
right.
on the radio.
Yeah, but you can show the most tragic event in modern history.
In order to win an election.
Among my last words on yesterday's show, that Disney's Michael Eisner could lose some of his power after a 43% vote of no confidence at yesterday's board meeting.
You know, one of the headlines that I read, Buzz, somewhere said, no matter how bad your day was yesterday,
right,
Michael Eisner's was worse.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because they did strip him of his CEO-ship.
Today, his press accounts call it the biggest shakeup in corporate history, with Eisner being stripped of his job as chairman of the Disney Board of Directors. He gets to keep his job as CEO, but even that may not last, especially with legions of stockholders still calling for his head.
Mr. Eisner?
He's not here, Don.
It's Smith.
He's not here. They've stripped him. I don't know who you are, Smith, but Mr. Eisner has left the building. He won't be coming back.
This is Smith. We used to do this bit. I just want to say if anyone's going to strip Mr. Eisner, it should be me. Mike, would you please tell Mr. Eisner
to come back into the room?
I'm waiting for him on the jungle ride.
Mr. Eisner, before you clean out your desk, will you please come over here? Smith wants you again.
I'm on the walkie-talkie.
Hello, Smith.
Why do you let that O'Mara keep you from me, sir?
I'm so sorry, Smith. I have missed you terribly.
Sir,
yes.
I understand they stripped you.
They stripped me, and then they did a full cavity search.
Sir?
Yes, Smith.
I think we should get married.
I think we should go to Oregon and get married immediately, Smith. I love you, Smith.
Sir, I have to tell you something.
So long, forever.
Your only aphrodisiac has always been your power, sir.
Let's cherish the magic secret, Smith.
Eisner.
Yes, I'll pick you up and we'll fly to Oregon and be married and then never seen again.
But, sir.
Yes, Smith.
What about all the times you told me that you'd proudly take me down Main Street in Disneyland with me wearing that new Easter bonnet?
Tough corporate climate, Smith. We have to fly away together.
I've dreamed of being Mrs. Dennis Eisner.
You will be, Smith.
I think it's Smith first name.
Yes.
It couldn't just be just, you know.
Dennis Eisner. Dennis Smith.
Well, as
Dennis Murphy.
Very good. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Smith.
Smith Eisner.
Goodbye.
Love you.
Farewell.
Smith and Eisner.
Cherish the magic secret.
A love story. Now, as for the hostile takeover attempt of Disney by Comcast Cable, the Disney...
I've hidden a pea under one mattress. Can you figure out which one it is, Eisner?
Ah, it's a fairy tale, Smith. Love my non-committal devotion.
The Disney company still fighting the takeover, saying that the $49 billion buyout offer wasn't enough. That was all Microsoft's Bill Gates needed to hear to express his interest in owning Disney.
Yeah. Mm. Over here in the basement of the science building.
Yeah, I'd like to be. Yeah, he's a good Disney guy.
Yeah, but you know
he'll make Disney high tech. He'll make Disney cool.
As you say, as much as I dislike Bill Gates for the same reasons everybody else does,
right?
Let a guy who is more like us run Disney.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even though he's really not like us. Do you understand what I'm saying?
An average guy?
Let a guy. Now, he's not an average guy.
No, he's not an average guy, but he's also not in that total corporate
That's why I think, on one hand...
Not your typical suit.
He's a total rich snob out of our league, but on the other hand... He's like the nerd from high school that hit it big.
And he surrounds himself with nerds that, do that computer software, which can make for more amusements.
Who would be ideal in your mind to run Disney?
You.
You think?
Yeah, you.
Not a bad choice.
Who would be ideal to run Disney? Mel Karmazin.
Bravo. I think we can all get behind that.
That's huge synergy if he starts running ABC, too.
What? And if he buys Disney, where do you see our indecency rules then?
Well, in kind of a Mickey Mouse move, Disney has removed a tribute to Janet Jackson from Disney World.
Rob, that was a joke answer. My real answer is John Hogan.
Oh, he'd be
perfect. John Hogan, Clear Channel Communications.
Yeah, be perfect for the job.
Makes sense. The 6-foot statue of Mickey dressed like Janet Jackson on the cover of her Rhythm Nation CD went up last fall along with 75 others. The Mickey as Ellen DeGeneres statue stays, but the Mickey as Janet statue is being removed as part of the post-Super Bowl insanity.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now this is part of the whole homo fever that's always around Disney, that it's okay to have the statue with Michael Jackson dressed as Ellen DeGeneres.
Or Mickey Mouse dressed as Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm sorry, who is it? It's Mickey Mouse dressed as Ellen DeGeneres.
I'd like to see a statue of Michael Jackson dressed as Ellen DeGeneres.
It's been done, I'm sure.
He probably looked butcher.
Come on.
He looked more like a boy.
Sure.
You ever seen her when she comes on her show?
She wears sensible slacks, khakis most of the time.
She's like...
and a pullover.
What's her name? She's like Annie Hall, except she dresses that same...
She's butcher than Annie Hall.
That same man way that
she never
Annie Hall dresses.
Well, she never throws on one of those, like, one of those derby hats.
And her show, I'm pleased to say, has just been nominated for 12 Daytime Emmys.
She's fantastic.
Ellen DeGeneres? Yeah. That's a funny show.
That's pretty cool.
Very funny.
That's a funny show.
Now, because there's supposed to be 75
statues...
And
there's a statue of her at Disney World?
Of Mickey as Ellen DeGeneres. I don't even know how to picture that.
Is it Mickey, like, having lesbian sex? How would you know?
I don't know. They have 75 Mickey statues in the park to celebrate Mickey's 75th anniversary, and each Mickey is made out to be some other celebrity.
Probably Mickey with a blonde wig and a sensible slacks.
A plaid shirt.
But the statue of Janet Jackson, that's one they
That
took
one's out.
Out.
Yeah.
That one they took
out. Because of, you know. Now, Janet herself, meanwhile, still has a new CD to promote. She's finally found another TV show that'll have her. She'll apparently be on Saturday Night Live. The tentative date is April 10th.
Good for her.
Word is she'll do a skit to spoof the Super Bowl incident.
Shut up!
You know what? That'll probably be one of the highest-rated episodes of Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
That's how much America is so against all this stuff.
Her record's pretty good. Her new record that's out? It's pretty good. It's got a lot of guitar. It reminds me a lot of like when she did like Rhythm Nation and stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
Like that. It's pretty
I
good.
Like it,
You go, girl.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad that you've just screwed up our entire career.
I actually, as far as that album's concerned, I like one half of it. Which half, Mike?
The right half.
Right, the right half. Mm-hmm. As I listened to it at home, I liked the left half better. But I guess it's just the way that I was facing.
Yeah, it depends on what direction you're in.
The turntable.
The turntable.
Was it planned? Or was it a coincidence? A soap opera producer has been fired just 1 week after an actor on his show bared his bottom for the cameras. The network, CBS, got exactly four complaints after the semi-nude love scene, three phone calls, and an email. Insiders say producer John Conboy was leaving the show anyway, which raises the question, was the bare bottom scene a parting shot? CBS says the scene was not part of the script. It gets in advance, but the network censors had plenty of time to cut the scene and didn't, even less than 3 weeks after the Janet Jackson incident.
You let that happen on soap operas, and that's when you really get some cracks in the foundation.
Hey, you're cracking me up, man.
Thank you.
Would you stop it? Hey, and can we make a rule that soap operas won't be the butt of every joke on this show?
Good rule.
Very good.
Yeah.
What ass made that decision?
I don't know. They don't call leggy supermodel Elle McPherson the body for nothing. And now she's at the center of an advertising controversy in England, where she's selling lingerie.
Hey, you said leggy supermodel.
I did.
I like that. That's like when you say, what's the Tommy Lee thing?
Troubled rocker.
Troubled rocker Tommy Lee.
I know you like rubber-faced comedian Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's what it was! It's rubber-faced comedian.
I believe he'll make an appearance later in this buzzcast.
Very good.
Well, anyway, now for the L controversy in England, this ad that's been banned as offensive has us peeking through a keyhole to see L wearing just a bra and panties. She has her thumbs hooked inside her underpants, the waistband, but it also appears she may be touching herself in some way. The ad people say they got the idea from Alfred Hitchcock's movie Rear Window. I don't remember that scene, and they say they meant no offense.
Hey, it's just L.
That's right.
I got a picture.
It's just L being L.
I got a picture of someone doing that. I don't think it's erotic. It was a Christmas card, actually.
George Michael.
It's him standing in front of his boudoir.
Yeah, right at night, right about 8:03.
He's got his fingers in his underpants, and he goes. Kylo! Yeah, big, gigantic rodeo bell buggle. Buzz, we're up on a break, so we can have a full segment coming up. What's next?
Britney Spears being naughty again.
Ah, I love that. Britney Spears, good heavens, no.
That's delightful.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I was the president for 24. I love him. He's great. Hear ye, hear ye. See, the point of the Singular Wireless commercial is that they want one of us to say, we love it. Right. And that's all they want us to. They really don't care if we read the copy or not. They just want to.
No, I love Singular. I love Singular, and I do. I love it because it's got all these great things that we've talked about for so long. And I think, me, personally, Mike, that you will love Singular as much as I do. I really do. I think it's so good that I feel almost emotional when I talk about how I love it.
Don Geronimo.
I'm impartial. Mike, I love the LG 4010 flip phone.
Yeah?
You get that free. No rebates to fool with.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm fond of that.
And Singular is waiving activation fees on national plans, $39.99 and higher, with a 1 or 2 year contract. I love that.
Really, that's what we heard. They said, we don't care what you read in the commercial. Just, what do you say? You love it.
Fine.
Restrictions apply. See website for complete details. I love meatloaf. Food and singer.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're not here to make fun, not here to replace. They just want to bring back some memories. Don and Mike.
Right now. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Naughty girl Britney Spears has kicked off her latest concert tour in San Diego, featuring a shiny rubber cat suit, a French maid outfit, a flesh-colored body stocking, and lingerie. Yeah, that's just a wardrobe. She also gets involved in make-believe threesomes and same-sex simulations.
Wow.
Bad, bad girl. You know, I was amazed that Jessica Simpson is as popular as she was. That your next story, Buzz?
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to talk about the same thing, but
no,
Jessica's next.
I don't have a story about Jessica Simpson.
Well,
I
what about her?
Just want to...
Well, we're on the air.
Here's how it happened. Normally, Buzz and I have a meeting every day,
right?
And Buzz will like pitch the stories. And,
I was amused to read that you can't say that on the air.
And today we didn't have the meeting because there was another meeting. So now Buzz is just doing these stories, not knowing if I know the story.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I just want to say Jessica Simpson's got the Vish mouth. Her mouth.
Yeah, it looks like there ought to be a hook in it.
Yeah, her mouth is as big as the mouth of the girl on American Idol that Simon said you could drive a truck into.
Yes, she's got a large mouth.
I'm watching.
I like big mouth girls, though.
Yeah, me too.
I'm watching whatever the show is that she's on, and I go to one of my radio magazines, and I realize, you know that dopey girl has the number one song in the country?
Does she really?
Wow. Yeah. It's like number one with a bullet. Like, and it doesn't mean someone wants to shoot her. It means it's popular.
I'd love for Mike to come over to my house and visit my wife, who has a very big mouth.
Rob, I was speaking... Pure size alone. Julia Roberts, Cameron Diaz,
right?
Women I find beautiful.
New and improved Joker product.
I enjoy women like that.
Bonnie Franklin,
an exception to the rule.
Eight tennis balls in her mouth.
Well, she had quite an ability.
Always an exception. Well, from our fun, it's fun to think Jessica Simpson's really that dumb department. The MTV dit says she made a doctor's appointment.
Oh, I know this story. I don't know this story.
Well, then you'll love to hear it again.
No, Buzz, I really don't.
She made a doctor's appointment after reading in the Inquirer that she's pregnant.
Oh, I read this.
She tells.
Now I'm kidding, too.
She tells IMDb.com, I think I said I wanted a dog and people thought I wanted a baby. I began to believe the rumors, says Jessica, because I was very, very sick. I ended up going to the doctor and I wasn't pregnant. End quote.
Wow.
After reading the Inquirer, she thought she ought to check.
And
man, oh man.
Or so we're told.
The mouth is big. Mm-hmm. The husband is dumb and stupid.
I think she is. I mean, really, I've watched a lot of that Nick and Jessica show.
The Newlywed Show?
She is as dumb as they say. She's not faking it. It's not an act. No, you're when you're dumb, you're dumb.
Wow.
I think so. What boy, don't you think she's great in bed, though?
Nope.
I do because she's so stupid.
I just don't think she is. She doesn't look like she would be.
I think she would be because she would be, you know, what does she know?
Well, no, see, here's the deal. What she knows is how to be famous. She's incredibly famous.
Mm-hmm.
She's a superstar. She's got that going for her. But as far as, you know, I just don't think so.
But here's why she...
I really think outside of being a star and having that hit record, no other redeemable qualities except being beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's having relations with her. Mm-hmm. I think... She'd be great at having relations because she's so dumb that I don't think she could focus on satisfying herself.
No.
That's what I believe.
No, I disagree. I certainly follow.
I think it's fixed.
I think she's good in bed because she's dumb.
There's only one way to find out.
And there's no doubt, and listen, I'm no Mo, but there's no doubt that her husband... Going on that theory, it should be in porno.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because her husband...
He's a knucklehead.
Her husband makes her look like a Mensa. And a guy, Nick Lachey.
Let's go down to Mexico.
I know, it's Lachey. And, you know, hello everybody. If we could just have a reality check for a second. He wasn't even in the Backstreet Boys, okay? He was in 98 Degrees.
Right, and how long was that career?
That was...
Half an hour?
That was like the... Like, Hanson was more popular than that.
We sound third tier.
Do we sound as jealous as we are?
Well, rightly so.
No, we're doing an excellent job of hiding the fact that we're jealous. We're doing an outstanding job.
We want.
Would you leave your pregnant porn star wife to be with Sandra Bullock?
I did.
Rhetorical question.
Oh.
That's what 34-year-old Jesse James reportedly did after meeting Sandra on Cable's Monster Garage show.
That's the guy we had on the show.
That's the guy
we completely insulted.
Didn't mean to.
She was there to watch a motorcycle get customized for her friend and co-star Keanu Reeves, who was there with Kid Rock. This sounds like Can You Get to 10?
Yeah.
The Inquirer says this Jesse James served time as a teen for stealing cars, then divorced his first wife and mother of his two children to marry porn star Janine, who gave birth to their daughter a month after he left her. Ah, showbiz.
I can't tell you how many times.
That guy had a lot of attitude, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you how many times. Where did we see him? Was it at the Super Bowl? I can't tell you how many times since the Super Bowl. Was that a month ago?
Yeah.
How many times since that? And I didn't know him. I thought he was one of the guys on the AOL commercial.
Right.
So since
I effed up the fact that I didn't know who he was, and we both botched the interview
right,
with him.
Right, exactly.
Since then, whenever I turn on the TV, there he is.
He's on it.
And I feel like the dumbest guy in the world because he was on it all the time before. I just never noticed
him. Yeah, he was not happy with us, and he let us know, and I still don't like the guy.
JJ.
Yeah.
JJ.
I think you're right.
JJ. I'll make those choppers, JJ.
Well, speaking of the Enquirer, it reports that rubber-faced comic actor Jim Carrey has cut back on food and sex. The tabloid says the 42-year-old claims he's trying to challenge himself to a higher level of being through meditation.
Isn't he always in this? Isn't he always doing this kind of stuff?
He's been for a while studying Taoism, the ancient Chinese philosophy that emphasizes simplistic living, which is not easy when you make $25 million a picture.
So here's the thing. Jim Carrey, don't make The Majestic. Don't make the other serious movie. Here's what we like. When you talk with your bottom, like an Ace Ventura.
Right.
When you're sitting on the toilet, like an Ace Ventura. Mm-hmm. And when you make Jennifer Aniston's breasts bigger in Bruce Almighty.
Yes, absolutely.
You're funny.
Be the funny man.
You are the funniest. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have to say Chris Rock, I think, is funnier.
Yeah.
But as far as movies go, generally speaking, though, Jim Carrey's movies make you laugh.
He's made a lot of funny movies.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. So stick to being a funny guy.
Word is Jim's given up caffeine, sugar, wheat, dairy, and processed foods.
Oh, that's got to be a mistake.
He doesn't smoke anything and sometimes doesn't eat anything. He fasts.
Well, how's he going to be funny?
He's emaciated to start with.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Quoting a friend, Jim's great at becoming other characters, but feels he has no soul of his own.
God, well, hey, look for him.
Yeah.
Look at him at what Chateau Marmont or whatever it was.
Oh, the John Belushi play.
Yeah, really.
Chateau Marmont. Yeah, that's the name. Something Chateau
very
like
scary.
That.
Very scary.
Like that, right.
Ah, spring. When a young man's fancy turns to coleslaw if he's hanging out in Dayton with his biker chick girlfriend.
Oh. I can't get enough of the stuff.
The annual event was held yesterday as part of Bike Week, which draws hundreds of thousands of bikers from across the country to Daytona.
Daytona rules!
You like Daytona.
Daytona rules! I loved it there. You didn't even comment yesterday that I had my Speed Week shirt on.
You did? Did you ever drive on the beach when you were down there?
Yes, I did. You get an A1A down there.
Yeah.
It sounds like a steak sauce, but it's a highway.
A1A goes right to the beach.
And what you do is you pull your car, you pay $5, and you can drive up and down the beach. You can drive in the water. I mean,
a lot of fun.
To a certain extent, you can drive in the water. I mean, you can't be like Austin Powers and drive your car into the water.
Yeah, baby.
But, Mike, that was a great part of Daytona.
Yeah, Daytona's very cool. Driving on the beach is cool.
Yeah, Daytona Biker Week!
Didn't we do a show from Daytona?
That's where we did the ill-fated spring break show,
right?
Where there was something that happened on a balcony involving somebody who maybe wasn't involved with the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember there was something creepy, like a kid that had jumped off a balcony or something.
Yeah, that's right. They shut it down.
While we were down there.
Marked everybody.
Yeah, we had nothing to do with it. As I recall, we were in like a no-tell motel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. One of those places where you're like, you rent by the hour.
Why don't we all kind of block it, didn't we? I don't have big memories of that.
Because the thought was, we're going to Daytona and do the show with a bunch of drunk college kids.
Right.
And we got there, we're in this rat-infested motel, and all of a sudden, cops show up, and they come in and say, the broadcast is shut down. I think it was because a kid jumped.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure what it was, but yes, we were there.
Very bad.
All right.
And I'd like to go back.
Well, during Bike Week, they have the coleslaw wrestling, in which the women wrestle in bikinis and of course, slaw, for a grand prize of $500. But most of this year's 20 contestants say they did it for the fun. The giant kiddie pool is filled with 1 ton of cabbage and 10 gallons of Wesson oil. Not the best recipe for coleslaw, but absolutely the best recipe for white trash fun.
Yeah!
The rules include...
and whatnot.
No kicking and no biting.
Don't you bite me or whatnot.
I like Kate's law.
Fat chicks.
Kate. Yeah.
BTK. BTK.
Fat chicks may have their own dating website now, but they have a long way to go to level the playing field in their careers. A new study says that for highly educated women, being obese cuts the paycheck by nearly a third. The study says smart fat women earn 30% less than normal weight women, and even women who are just pleasantly plump.
What about the fat women that work here? Let's get into a discussion about them.
You and I disagree. I say pleasingly plump.
Yeah, let's take a survey. No, we better not go there.
Who should we call in first?
No, where to start?
Among women's salaries.
Why don't we just get on the PA and announce all women in the building, please report to the Don and Mike studio.
Among women's salaries, that adds up, that 30%, to about $5,000 a year.
That'll buy a lot of bread.
In sports, it's official.
And peanut butter.
Pete Rose is being inducted.
Washington goes for sports.
Yeah.
See the Senators and Redskins too. We have sailing, yachting, fishing too. On the waterfront near Main Avenue.
Buzz, who says we're not trying to make this show better? That's a little because you said sports.
That'll
right?
do it. I okay. like it.
Washington goes for sports. See the Senators and Redskins too.
Shut up.
We have sailing.
Bacardi Limon.
Pete Rose is being inducted into the Hall of Fame for wrestling. It happens in Madison Square Garden a week from Saturday. Quoting wrestling guru Vince McMahon, he has a deep and abiding respect for what we do.
Okay.
Fox TV says it'll air the season's first game between the Red Sox and the Yankees in prime time.
Hello.
Cameras will be in Fenway on April 16th.
Bring them on!
And the Red Sox...
You will not be able to control yourself that night.
Bring them on! It's, you know, every Yankee-Red Sox
but
series.
But you will be a mess.
It's like the Super Bowl.
You will be a mess because it's the first game of the year. It's in prime time. They never do it. And let's face it, you know why they're doing it? They're doing it to say to the world, look how great the Yankees are again.
Oh, that's so funny. Because they're going to lose.
Who?
The Yankees.
Who are they going to? Don't raise your hand. Mike, it's been 18 years. You've never raised a hand to me. Mike, you're scaring me. You're scaring me.
I got out of control.
You're scaring me.
I'm so sorry.
And Mike hit me.
No, he didn't.
Mike hit me. Finally. You all saw it.
Finally, the Queen will be visiting the Pride of the Royal Navy soon, the HMS Lancaster. But first, the men of the Lancaster have to get rid of the parrot.
Hello.
Sonny, an African gray that's the ship's mascot, talks, well, like a sailor.
Hold on, here's Sonny. What do you got to say, Sonny?
It'll be money.
The shipmates don't want the Queen to hear Sonny say, F off. They also don't want her to hear Sonny's other favorite, show us your tees.
So what are you waiting for? Keep practicing. I'm hungry.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
See, that was Sonny Jurgens.
Right.
Sonny.
No.
It wasn't a parrot there, Sonny.
No.
Yes, come on. Let's stay and do another show with Ron and Fez.
Yeah, fantastic idea.
We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you. You, come on now. Spray me in vinegar.
He wouldn't hit you if he didn't love you.
I know. All my very best.
So long.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.